scratch about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
I want to tell you, the electricity in this crowd is awesome. I've got goose pimples and I am watching this event. And a lot of people in here do. This is why we're here.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
You know, people always say, hey, man, your show is so great to get baked to. It's like, God, you guys must be stoned all the time.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessings. You said in all things give thanks. In Jesus' name, boogity, 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 amen.
All right, give us some background on Mrs. Butterworth. Is she a slave woman?
Mrs. Butterworth?
Yes. Or is that just that whore Aunt Jemima?
What kind of a question is that? Kevin,
I need some background.
Aunt Jemima's not a slave woman either. She just happens to be a black woman. All black women aren't slaves.
No, but didn't it look to you like it?
And now,
survey says you.
Our feature presentation.
So that happened.
Wow.
So that happened.
Wow.
So that happened.
Wow.
So that happened.
I like turtles.
Kevin.
So that happened.
What?
How
am I in trouble?
Well, you wait.
How long have we been doing...
You're my school teacher in second grade.
Wait till your dad gets home. How long have we been doing a radio show together?
I mean, I'd say for a while.
A long time, right?
Probably 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, at least five. I feel like it's been more closer
Six?
To 7.5. But okay, let's just say five. Let's
five.
Just, all right. And how many times have I said to you, you can't vote for comedy? I know you think it's hilarious to go in there and look for everyone named Dick. I'm going to vote for everyone has a funny name.
By the way, that is funny.
I know you think that. This is what happens when you vote for comedy.
But most of the time being, the country disagrees with me.
Right.
But- and so then it's no big deal because I'm just an idiot. Because
you just entertain yourself and you can giggle on your
right.
way home from the polling place.
So, but what happens when everybody else agrees with me? That's not my fault.
You can't
blame me for that.
You started it. Look, you started
it. Am I a leader?
The Zero Club?
Right?
Kevin is really coming into power.
People are starting to go, you know what? That Kevin guy is the one who makes sense. I'm going to start being more like him.
It's about time.
Oh, and this is what you get.
That's what I'm here to tell
you. You start voting for the funny.
So that happened.
Look, you're supposed to be the kid who doesn't watch the news.
I can't go back to that fast enough. Tell you that right now.
I know that's true.
Woo!
I miss the old Kevin that used to come in and I'd go, Kevin, who'd you vote for? I didn't go. I just, you know what? I thought, why? I don't care.
Believe I ever said that.
I think you did. I think you missed a couple. I think you missed a couple. But this is what happens.
Yeah.
I lay this on the feet of you and I say, fire beer mug.
Okay.
I think we could all agree on that.
All right.
As long as that's the action that's taken.
And by the way.
I'm good with that.
And something else.
You see that? You see how white people do?
Right? This is all white people's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking hate white people.
I'm not fond of white women right now.
Right?
What is wrong with us?
It was like 99% white people, right?
I don't think it was that much, but.
Yeah, 98.
There's a lot of white people.
Yeah.
A lot of white people. Look, here's the thing. And we're going to be fine, guys.
That's my point.
No, I'm serious.
I am too.
We're going to be fine.
We're going to be fine. It's 4 years. The country, by the way, is a great country despite all the downsides.
Yeah.
And we'll outlast Donald Trump and we'll move on to another president.
Yeah. Look, there were people.
Kanye West.
I hope it's Kanye West in 2020 like he promised. If there are people out there who are super sad right now because you're hoping for President Clinton today, okay? There are people who felt like that when President Obama won 4 years ago and 8 years ago, who were just as sad. And you know what? They're still here and we still live in a great country and we're going to be fine. And the American democracy was set up for anyone to be president and for there to be checks and balances.
And for them not to do too much damage.
Too much damage.
Not to be able to do too much damage.
And I know it seems like the worst thing in the world, and it is, but we're going to be fine.
Wrong.
So, you know.
Wrong.
A lot of people were saying last night, just do what you can to make the world a better place.
Sure.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everybody's starting to follow me.
People are definitely starting to follow you, Kevin. All right. Now, the important thing is, how did you do at the party last night? Did you get some – did you win?
Not technically. I mean, we bet on a lot of stuff, like when are they going to call it? I went to bed.
I think, honestly, I think maybe Friday sometime.
I'm not positive.
I might call it.
At some point, I was just like, look, Trump's going to win.
What time did you go to sleep? I dozed off around 11:15.
Oh, I didn't even get that long. I was tired last night. I've been a little bit sick, so I went to sleep at like 10. This isn't going to happen tonight.
I kept expecting, you know, Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or whoever was going to do the thing. I kept expecting them to come through, but I just waited and waited and waited.
Well, it was that all over. It was that over and over again. Every single time you'd go, okay, this is where it turns. Mm-hmm. And then it wouldn't.
Right.
And then you'd say, well, the next state, that's the one where it'll turn. It was almost like we were living the entire election cycle in one night.
Mm-hmm.
Where we go, right, but that's not going to happen. Yeah. So the next state, right, but that's not going to happen. So
like going through the primaries.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
And so then that did, you know.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
That happened.
So did you guys bet on anything else?
Did you headline for today?
Oh.
Which I don't believe I've won. I don't understand this. Didn't you think – I thought they'd go with Trumped.
Right.
Or who saw the Trump card coming. Right?
A card reference.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I like it.
Trump card, though.
Right.
Come on.
No, that's good.
Right.
And what if it
–
nowhere.
They go with something boring?
Yeah, stunning. Trump wins.
Yeah.
Stunning. Dull. I need to write headlines.
You do.
That's your calling. Yes.
Kevin's
and
the guy.
I need to run for president. I feel like if our current president can be president.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you joked a few minutes ago about Kanye 2020. It's not far off.
It's not far off. It is, though.
Why?
What's crazier about Kanye West than Donald Trump? They've both been successful. They've both built empires doing things their way. What's the difference?
There's no difference.
I think people view Donald Trump. I think there are a lot of people in this country that do view Donald Trump as a successful businessman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Kanye
And there
has
are people
that.
In this country that think of Kanye as Jesus.
Right.
Right?
I'm not sure how that applies.
That's a compliment.
Right.
Yeah, because Jesus is cool.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They love Kanye.
But you don't have – here's the thing. You don't have mostly older people vote.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that for Kanye.
Well, in this election
– you don't have that for Kanye.
Wow, those old white men came out in droves, didn't they?
So you're saying a black man can't be president. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying a black
Kevin,
man will never
that
be
is
president.
What you're saying.
Wow, are you racist?
I'm Kevin. Saying that black man will never be president.
Welcome right. to we Trump's may, America.
Right? We may have
it already
just
started.
Had a black man who's president.
Yeah, right. Like that. That would have been in the news.
Nah.
Okay. All right. Are we done?
There are white Please. Folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
We're going to be all right.
We're going to be fine, people. Honestly. Kevin and I are telling you, we're going to be fine. And you come to us to lift
hey,
you
Chip,
up.
Hey, Chip, the two older white dudes are telling us we're going to be fine. We're cool. Hey, minorities. Hey, Muslims. And we're cool.
Fine.
Kevin and Bean said we're going to be A-OK.
Look, it's always a good time to be a white man. You know that.
Hear ya.
Checks and balances. That's all I'm saying.
Just, checks and balances.
Just don't
well,
act.
Where's the House and the Senate?
No, it's all Republican.
Okay.
It's
everybody. Okay.
So don't accidentally
get our balances.
Don't accidentally get pregnant, anybody.
Well, don't worry.
All right,
good.
No danger there.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Sounds okay to me.
All right, finally, Bert Kreischer, comedian, will be on the program today, mm-hmm. talking about a Showtime special. We have. Why does Ralph want to hang out at Chuck E. Cheese without kids?
Yeah.
That was a strange revelation yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like there's a police task force that ought to be looking into that.
Correct. We're going to give you an election update, like you need that, like everyone didn't watch that. Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
That's what America needs today.
You know what?
Correct.
Yeah, that's going to change.
That's going to make everything right.
Yeah.
A brand new Bean makes his guess, and we're going to talk to President-elect Trump. Did you ever think I'd say those words? Anyone?
You see that? You see how white people do?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
It is Wednesday morning. And Ralph Garman is here. Hey, Ralph.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
You tell me. Anything in the news?
Nah.
I should know about?
Nothing big.
We're good.
You know, I was feeling okay until I heard Kevin and Bean say, we're going to be fine.
We're going to be fine.
We're
going to be fine.
Now I am I'm sweating through my shirt. I'm in panic mode. I am I'm building a bunker.
Ralph, we're the voices of reason.
And you're the opposite.
Look, oh, God.
We're going to be fine, but I understand that we all need
to define fine.
Because
define fine.
There will be time. There will be a time on the other side of this presidency where things will return to normal. No, this is the new normal. I disagree with that. I think this is the new normal, but I do think
that's fine.
No, as a country, we're going to survive. I don't think we're gonna, I don't think we're 5 minutes away from nuclear war. I don't think we wake up tomorrow and it's the Walking Dead. Look, some things are going to change, and it's going to be a tumultuous transition, for sure.
But that's going to be fine.
America, in the big picture, is going to be fine. Look, there have been lots of – there was a time
so
in this –
100 years from now, when they look back, it won't seem
maybe,
so bad.
I mean, maybe 200. All right, but yes.
Let me throw this out there to you, Ralph. If you walked up to the average person on the street during the Great Depression, the worst period in American history for a lot of people, and said, how do you feel right now? They would have said, it can't get any worse. This is horrible. But here we are almost 100 years later. We still got a country.
But you know, we're the people in the Depression, right?
Yes,
you know,
I get
we're
that.
The ones it's going to suck for.
We're talking big picture, though.
Well, listen.
Big picture. We're going to be
Doc
fine.
Brown, I'm not a time traveler. I'm the guy who's got to live through now. And I think we all do, and everyone listening has to live through now. And those people aren't going to feel like everything's fine. They're not.
I get where you're coming
from.
I
know you're a robot, and you don't have human feelings. But for those of us who are going to live in America for the next 4 years and be people, it's going to be beyond challenging.
I agree. I agree with all of that. It is going to be very challenging for a lot of people. I totally agree with that. But it's not the end of the world. Maybe it feels like it for some people today. But big picture, we're going to get through it.
Because we're white. Is that what we're saying?
No, that's not what
that's what's being said. Yes.
No, it's not what I'm saying at all. Look, a lot of people are sad today, Ralph, and that's fine. You're allowed to grieve. I am grieving, too. But big picture,
well,
we're going to be
your
fine.
Your flippant we're going to be fine attitude really shows, I think,
it
that
seems,
you're in touch with
it
everyone's
feelings.
It seems
too soon for you, but there will come a time in 5 years or 10 years where you'll look back and you'll go, God, that was a crappy day and a crappy year and a crappy administration, but I'm still here
seems
and I still got a family.
You're jumping forward to that viewpoint pretty quickly.
That's a defense mechanism.
I circled 2020 on my calendar.
Did you?
Yeah. Can't wait.
Then you're just going to take a nap?
Yep. Trust me.
For your nap.
I cannot wait to get home and get under those covers.
Wake me up when it's 2020.
Green Day better start recording that now.
Yeah, it's crazy times. But let's look at the important things, like what celebrities are doing.
Okay.
Right? Boy, has this whole business never seemed less
It's pretty trivial.
Important in the light of day. You're like, okay, now go in there and talk about what Matthew McConaughey said he did to gain weight for his new film. Like, are you effing kidding me?
Ralph, I have a celebrity question for you that's on point. Allie and I were talking about this earlier.
What did Taylor Swift mean by wearing her sweater like that in the polling line?
No.
Oh.
Should the celebrities who claimed publicly that they were going to leave America...
Should they be forced?
Should they be forced to? Should we go to Barbara Streisand's house today and say, all right, you're out, you promised, make her leave?
Part of me says yes, because they should be held accountable for their...
Because otherwise it doesn't mean
bluster.
Anything. Yeah.
But also, I think we're going to need a lot of people in the resistance. So I don't think we want to necessarily just jettison people willy-nilly.
I mean, I'm cool with Streisand.
Yeah, I think
though.
So. I think she's not going to be part of the resistance.
She's not going to pick up a rake.
No.
Right.
When it comes time for some hand-to-hand fighting.
She's like 70. Let her go, right?
Yeah, she's not relevant. But there are some very clever, funny, talented people that I think we're going to need to help us negotiate the next 4 years and get maybe a clearer picture on our humanity.
That's how about nice of you to say about us.
How about
Ralph,
Lena?
Not you.
That.
You can
what?
Go.
Huh? What?
Feel
oh.
free. You too, by the way.
Oh.
I booked you a plane. You're going to Cuba.
How about
for musica in Havana? Starting a new show.
Lena Dunham.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
she can go.
She's
out?
Yep.
Yeah,
see ya.
She can go.
Beat
right.
it.
Okay. I like this. Being able to throw people out of the country.
That's how it happens.
Yeah. Now I know how Donald Trump feels.
Back to you, Ralph. How about that showbiz, huh?
Matthew McConaughey gained a lot of weight for his new film.
That is fascinating.
Gold.
How did he do it?
Well, Kevin, you'll be happy to know, lots of cheeseburgers and beer, says Matthew.
Wow.
But it was all said and done. He said he came in at a soft 217. 217, that's my fighting weight.
That's what you get down to?
This guy with the AIDS movie where he lost all the weight.
Yeah, he
this
like
movie where he got
that.
Fat. Oh, bad times are going to happen to Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
And good for him. It's called Put on a Fat Suit. What the hell's wrong with you? You're going to put your body through hell.
I will tell you, and you know how much I love Luther Vandross, but that's what killed him was all that up and down weight.
Is he the R&B singer?
Yeah.
That's what we'll all look to, okay. Right?
I'm just saying, you got to be real careful when you're, you know, gaining and losing 100 pounds over and over and over again. It is not good for one's body.
Right.
It's a good example, though. I like it.
That's why I'm not losing an ounce. I'm going to just stay secure in my fleshy bubble wrap. Today's celebrity birthdays. All these stars are born on today, November the 9th. French Montana. Ah. I like them better so much than the British Montanas. I like the summer there in French Montana. It's lovely. 32 years old today. Cisco.
We still got the thong song, everybody.
That's something we can all agree on.
Right.
Nick Lachey's 43 years old. Eric Dane's 44. Wrestler Chris Jericho is 46. Peppa of Salt, Peppa, is 52. And actor Lou Ferrigno turns 65
at the Grammy Roundtable with none other than Mr. Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk himself. How you doing, Lou?
Good. Good afternoon.
How has life been for you up to today?
Up till today, it was pretty good. Now, Lou, like a lot of people, are feeling it's not so
all
good
of a sudden,
anymore.
That question is super relevant.
It really is. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So when does Dave go? Because I've sort of become attached to him as our producer.
Hey.
Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
Excuse me. You mean David Johnson? Hello. Well,
I'm sorry, guys. David Johnson?
Yes. My name is David Johnson.
Really?
I am the King of Canada.
Oh.
I love Kevin James.
I didn't realize you were
My God, guys. Don't you enjoy this pumpkin spice? Well done. Yummy.
King of Mexico hated pumpkin spice. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He must kind of be gone.
Our former producer? Welcome to Kevin DeBean Show here on K-Rock. By the way, quick reminder, K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016 is still on, as far as I know, December 10th and 11th. As long as, Green Day hasn't left the country by then, they are going to be performing on night number two, Blink 182 and Kings of Leon and Jimmy Eat World and Weezer and Bastille and two great nights at the Forum. You can buy those tickets Friday at noon, kids. You do need to be a K-Rock Street Team member, and that is free and easy to do. Get all the details at K-Rock.com.
Then you get a password and you can buy those tickets.
So many things, and we are going to include your phone calls in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin DeBean Show. But the pollsters and the talking heads that have been on my TV and in everything I read online for the last year and a half know nothing. Have you ever seen an occupation where virtually everybody can be wrong and still keep their jobs?
It's just weathermen.
Weathermen don't get held accountable.
Yeah.
I mean,
that is weird. But that was everybody, wasn't it? Everybody that was against Trump. Everybody that was against Trump just couldn't get their head around the fact that
right. But I'm not even talking about.
Win.
I'm not
These
even talking
the professional
about
people.
But, I'm talking about the professional people who claim that it wasn't their opinion; it was data based on polling.
Right.
Yeah. Now, does that mean that there were millions of people who were going to vote for Donald Trump who didn't want to say it out loud?
Sure, yeah, that could be part of it. Mm-hmm.
Either because they didn't want to be painted with some sort of brush that they didn't think reflected who they are, or were they intentionally sabotaging? I'm not going to tell them I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because I want it to, you know, I'm the secret weapon. I don't know what was in the people's heads who because clearly they were talking to lots of people for those polls, and the answers that they got did not reflect how the polls showed up.
Didn't the polls also say Romney was going to win?
I don't recall that.
I feel
See,
like
that's what
they
happens.
Did.
Everybody forgets.
Yeah.
And the next time they'll be polling again.
That. Yeah.
But these pollsters know nothing.
Nothing at all. And it was almost funny watching them tap dance around it last night.
Yeah.
You built him. You people on CNN, you gave him all that airtime a year and a half ago.
Because they didn't think it was going to...
No, it was comedy to them.
It was
and
entertainment.
It was ratings.
Yeah.
They gave him... The end.
It was comedy to everybody, though.
It was.
At the beginning, it was.
No, not everybody.
No, it really was.
You don't
was.
Think so?
It yes. really was.
Because
Absolutely
wasn't
not.
It such a crazy, unbelievable long shot that would ever happen? That you didn't take it that seriously
He was
at
a reality
beginning.
TV star who was going up against 15 professionals to try to get the nomination, and there wasn't anybody back then, including people in his own campaign, who really thought he was going to win. They were going to work hard toward it. They were hoping he would, but I don't think anybody... Look, what were the Vegas odds, not that they take this bet in Las Vegas, but what were the odds on Donald Trump when he announced being the next president? I don't think there was anybody who thought that was going to happen.
But you keep giving him airtime, keep giving him any sort of press for him to say anything.
Right.
Send cameras, send cameras. Oh, my God, ratings, ratings. Get him back on Saturday Night Live. And yep. Now all these same people are like, how did this happen? I'll tell you how it happened. You, Jeff Zucker at CNN. You, Lorne Michaels at SNL. You helped this.
No, I think that's true. Yeah, I definitely think that's true. By the way, I've been saying for so long about the books that are going to be written and the movies that are going to be made, and this is going to be...
About this crazy election?
About this whole cycle, and this is going to be fascinating. I mean, to be a fly on the wall, when President Obama called Donald Trump this morning to say, hey, I'm a black man, and in 2 months, you're moving into the White House with your KKK supporters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, this is all so insane.
Here are the details.
It's also insane.
To show up. I'll be here.
I mean, everything about this is insane. But President-elect Trump is our president, is going to be our all of us. Mm-hmm. And that's what I keep – when I said we're going to be fine, we're going to be fine. We live in America, and we all love America, and we're just going to work hard to be the best Americans we can be.
Having said that, that's no promise that it's not going to suck.
They're going to be bad times.
We'll be fine, but it's going to suck.
I'm very disappointed. And Allie, I think you said this earlier, maybe off the air, that Hillary Clinton didn't come out and give a speech last night.
No, it was a slap in the face.
That's Cam Newton bad right
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. For everybody that was sitting there waiting for her to come out, not only there at the center where she was.
Right, Javits Center.
But everybody sitting at home that just wanted to hear something from her.
Right.
Nope. Out comes Podesta, and he's like, some polls aren't in yet. Still looking at the polls. Why don't you all go home? We'll talk tomorrow. F you. F you so hard.
For people that went to bed earlier last night, what time did it finally end, and what time should she have made that speech?
Around 11-ish.
Whenever it was called, she should have come out. Look, 60 million people voted for her. I think Allie's right. I think she owed them something. You know, show us what we paid for. You know, Donald Trump did come out and gave a presidential sounding speech as the president-elect. And like all winners, he talks about how we're going to now work together and get past the divisiveness of the campaign and go on. Here's a little bit of that.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely. Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. We have to get together. Ours was not a campaign, but rather an incredible and great movement made up of millions of hardworking men and women who love their country and want a better, brighter future for themselves and for their family.
By the way, does he get his Twitter account back now?
Yeah.
I think he had it, didn't he? Okay.
He didn't sound very excited. I thought he was going to be more excited. I'd be really excited right now if I were president-elect.
Too, but maybe you're exhausted.
I think maybe, honestly, if I was President Trump, I would be thinking, holy crap.
What do I do now?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't think anyone was more shocked than that man.
Well, you could be right about that. Let's hear a little more.
It's a movement comprised of Americans from all races, religions, backgrounds, and beliefs who want and expect our government to serve the people, and serve the people it will.
He does seem a little bummed.
I don't know if you saw the video of his youngest son. I don't even know. Baron, is it?
Who cares?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
You're right. He was having like a little meltdown. Like I wanted just someone to walk out and give him a Mountain Dew something. He was just like kind of nodding off. And then he'd be like, it was almost amusing to me at that point. But I was you, Baron. I was you.
So in one of the last messages that Dave, the King of Mexico, will ever send us, he says that this speech was at 11:58, just before midnight.
That would have been a good time for Hillary Clinton to come out.
Yeah.
Is that call still on the line?
Yeah.
Let's go real quick, because I was asking, then we'll take a break, and we will include your phone calls in a few minutes. I was asking, what were the odds when Donald Trump announced that day in the Trump Tower? If you went to Las Vegas and bet on it, what were the odds that he would win the presidency?
Now, do we trust a guy named Scooby to give us that?
Sure.
Hey, Scooby.
Hey, look, weed's legal in California now. We're going to be talking to a lot more people named Scooby.
Hey, Scooby.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I happened to look at it yesterday morning just for the heck of it before work.
Vegas odds.
And if you had put down $100 on Donald Trump, you would have won $300. and you would have had to put down $500 on Hillary to just win $100.
So she was a huge favorite, 5-1, and he was an underdog 1-3.
Yeah, that's
wow. That seems way low to me, by the way. I would have thought he would have been 100-1.
Exactly.
Honestly, yeah, I don't know. If that number's true, that's very surprising to me. Hey, look, people made money betting on the Cubs this year. I mean, anything is possible, right?
Sure.
I promise we would include your phone calls on the topic of the day. You can give us a call right now if you want to talk election at 1-800-520-1061. What are we looking for, by the way? I feel like it's such a big topic. We need
probably just your emotional reaction.
Let's let just people vent one way or the other.
Yeah. Okay.
We all need to come together around the campfire and share some stories.
So 1-800...
So they're ghost stories? Is that what we're looking for?
No, but there will be s'mores.
Okay. 1-800-520-1067. We're going to take your calls coming up next on Kevin Bean's What's Good. And look, there are a lot of people, regardless of how you feel about the outcome of the election, there are a lot of people just happy that the cycle is over. You know, the election cycle.
That's
the
me
campaign
for sure.
is over. And Ralph, I think you're equally happy today that we appear to be petering out on the mannequin challenge. It seems like that
is it already over?
I think it's in its last legs. And it's been what, 6 months now? I feel like it's finally almost dead.
You're gonna hate me for this, but I sort of like it.
6 months? I feel like it's only been a couple weeks.
Yeah, I didn't know it was
it
six
hasn't been
months.
6 months. No, it may seem like 6 months.
It does to me.
I've only really become aware of it in the past month or so. Yeah. And it's just a phenomenon that I'm fascinated by. I'm always interested in what catches fire on the internet.
Yeah, and why and how.
And why and how.
Yeah,
what chord is it touching with people, and why do people want to replicate it? I guess people just want to be a part of something, and so they participate. But this mannequin challenge, unlike the ice water challenge, the ice bucket challenge, which was a big thing for a while, that was tied directly to a charity.
Right, you gave charity.
And there's the 22 push-up challenge, mm-hmm. which was part of mental health for the vets, which is a great cause. But I can't make hide nor hair out of what's behind this one other than people aren't moving.
What about people like me who aren't physically fit enough to do push-ups, but I can stand for a minute? I can stand up for a minute.
Because I've seen you go down and break ribs on a radiator when you tried to stand just for a minute. So I'm not sure really if this is your challenge either, B. This might be the most dangerous challenge of all for you, to stand up and then remain standing.
I'm going to give you guys one guess. What state started the mannequin challenge?
Ooh,
sure, it's Florida.
It's got to be Florida.
Yeah.
It was was Edward H. White High School in Jacksonville, Florida, started the mannequin challenge. And they started with players, I think, in a classroom, some sort of sports team in a classroom or something like that. And they just stood there for a minute while they let this song play.
Black Beetle cream seats in the Regal, rocking John Lennon lenses, like to see them spread eagle. Took a bitch to the club and let a party on the table, screaming everybody.
But to your point, Ralph, why does anyone see that video on the internet and go, I'm going to do that too?
It would be so cool if we could stand still for a minute.
I think it looks
let
pretty
people
cool.
People walk through us.
But Kevin, you wouldn't have seen that video and then gone out and done it.
No, because I feel like Dave came to me like a week.
I'm not saying it's not a cool video.
Dave,
I think it's an interesting look. And
it is,
you're like,
right?
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Right.
But there's a lot of videos that exist online that you watch and a lot of people watch. They get millions of views on YouTube that doesn't spur people on and say, I also must do this.
Yeah.
I must also stand still. It's not enough that they did it and looks cool. Now I must also stand still.
Did you see the Hillary Clinton one yesterday? She did one. On a plane. On her plane.
Really?
And it was a minute long, and it was, I don't know, 70 people.
Maybe
and
she should have spent that minute in Pennsylvania campaigning.
Yeah.
I just feel like had I been one of those 70, I would have moved. I feel like I'm the guy that would have ruined it. And then we got to start over. Everybody reset.
Who's breathing?
Dave came to me about a week and a half ago and said, should we do this? And I was like, I don't want any part of it because I think I'll probably ruin it. It'd probably be me.
All right, so I'm wrong, and it's not almost over, right? It's hotter than ever.
It's just begun.
I think it's just begun, but you never know how fast that stuff's going to show up
right.
And then go away.
This
yeah.
does seem like it has, let's say, a limited potential for variety.
Right.
In this,
agreed.
You know, you can do the ice bucket challenge in a million different ways.
Right.
You can add elements to some of these internet fads that can make it your own, put your own stamp on it. Other than standing still, in this particular case, I can't imagine there's a lot of things you can do.
So do we think it might be going away soon? Because I agree, it's not gonna get better.
Right.
There have been some amazing mannequin challenges. Amazing. But It can't get any better.
I mean, I guess.
But I'm thinking there has to be some holiday mannequin challenges coming up where people are wrapped in Christmas lights or there's.
You think it'll last that long?
Or there's a. Someone will make a bunch of snowmen that don't move as opposed to the ones that do and walk through snowmen. I think at least through the end of the year, I think we're going to live on.
I think you got some great ideas, Ralph, and you need to go start a channel now.
I think I'll leave that to someone else.
That's not your gig?
Not so much.
Comedian Bert Kreischer on the program later today. Also, an all-new Bean Makes Us Guess and the fan favorite Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices is coming up. First, though, time for your phone calls about how you're feeling this morning here on November the 9th. 1-800-520-1067. It's time for Kevin Bean's What's Good. Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, so we could be down. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
What's good?
We got a wide range of callers on the line. Why don't we start with our man, Ernest? He is from Moreno Valley, and he gets us going here, line two on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Ernest.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
A lot of people said he wouldn't do it, but he did do it. So go Trump. I'm very happy for that man, but most excited for the pot pass.
Hey, that's one thing that's our listeners can agree on.
That's a tough argument right there because I'm pro 64 as well.
You
smoke weed. What's that?
You voted for Donald Trump.
Correct.
Longtime supporter. Were you surprised last night sitting in front of your TV watching it unfold?
I was. I mean, it looked terrible as you guys saw, and this was the comeback.
What do you guys think was going through his head? Do you think he was questioning the same thing, Donald Trump, that he was literally saying to himself?
I think he had to be surprised.
This is happening.
Yeah, I think even his own people had to be surprised that their numbers were wrong compared to what ended up happening. What do you think, if you had to sum it up for us, Ernest? And we're going to move on to some other calls, but I want to give you the final word on this. What do you think was his primary appeal to 60 million Americans?
I just think he had a fat blunt ready in his pocket. That's what I think.
All right. Okay, he's sticking with the weed.
All right. All right. Thank you, Ernest. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Brandon. He's in Fullerton, line 8. He may have an answer to my question. How did it happen? How did so many people get it so wrong, Brandon?
Hey, Brandon.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Good, thanks.
I think it's the Kardashian effect. It's unqualified people who are popular for no reason, and it's shocking that he's gotten this far, and I don't know. I think Bean was correct, which is hard to say. it's par for the course. This is going to continue to happen. This country's not going to get any better if we keep voting based on popularity.
Oh, in other words, when I called out Kevin on his past votes for comedy, you're saying that has become too mainstream now to vote for what they think is hilarious.
I mean, you guys and I feel the same way. The Kardashians are complete morons, but they're popular, so they win.
Yeah, you know, there is something, and we were talking about this off the air, Brandon, a little bit. There is something in the age of social media and in the age of reality TV where the person who is the most controversial becomes the most popular, even if they're controversial in a negative way, even if they're saying dumb stuff. Kanye West is a great example, by the way, is he's such a polarizing figure that makes him really attractive to a lot of people because he says crazy stuff. You don't have to be good or right or smart. You just have to be controversial and get eyeballs on it.
Yeah, but he wasn't only controversial, and he didn't only say nonsense, Brandon. He had some stuff that he was talking about. People don't trust the government. People
absolutely
hate politicians. People feel like outsiders and nobody speaks to them. I mean, he was speaking to a lot of that. He was just doing it as a 13-year-old boy, and that's what scared everyone.
Yep. All right, good call, Brandon. Appreciate it, sir. 1-800-520-1067. Where do you want to go next? I've got time for a
Max
couple more.
All right. Tarzana, because I think Allie feels this way as well. Max, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
What's good, Max?
Not today. I'm really disappointed in the country and how we've now essentially lost all LGBT protections, and I think this upcoming Pride season in the summer is going to be very important for all members of the LGBT and ally communities to come out that and show that we're still strong and we're going to keep fighting for our rights, and they're going to be taken away this round, but we'll get them next.
So in other words, because we have now a Republican Congress, both houses, and a Republican president, you think the whole country is going to end up being like North Carolina, where you can pretty much just, you know, put it into effect against LGBT, and nobody can stop it now?
Essentially, that's why also they have brought Mike Pence on board.
And Allie, you were saying earlier that it's just a...
My fear is that
Trump has normalized people that were quieter about their racism, their misogyny, and their anti-Semitic views.
And they used to just keep that to themselves.
They used to just keep it to themselves. But yeah. Now so many people are like, wait, you're racist like me? Cool, let's get louder. And that terrifies me.
Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's do one more real quick. Let's make it Chris in Chino, because we haven't at all talked about the hundreds of thousands of votes that the third party candidates got and what kind of a difference that made. Chris, you voted for whom?
I voted for Clinton, but I do think the...
Oh, we're on the wrong line here. I'm sorry. Chris was in Chino line one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went to the wrong Chris.
Sorry, Chris. Sorry, Chris.
Sorry, second Chris. Let's go to the first Chris. Hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going? That confused me a little bit.
Yeah,
there.
Me too. Sorry.
I voted for Gary Johnson. I don't like Trump. I don't like Hillary. And I wasn't going to put my name to either one of them, knowing one of them was more than likely going to win.
Now, it didn't matter in California, but in a lot of states like Florida,
exactly.
it did
Florida,
matter.
New Hampshire, Pennsylvania,
I mean,
absolutely.
Explain what mattered, though.
Because Hillary Clinton wins Florida if nobody votes for Gary Johnson.
Right.
That's why, and wins the presidency. A lot of people have said, look, I understand why people didn't want to vote for either candidate. These were two of the most deeply unpopular candidates in American history. But a lot of people say, if you're going to vote for somebody like you did, Chris, for Gary Johnson, if you're going to vote for somebody who has no chance of winning, then essentially you don't care who wins.
That's not necessarily true.
Well, I mean,
it is true.
It is true.
People across the country who voted for Gary Johnson, I think, took votes away from some.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. People wanted.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I mean, if Hillary had won, then Trump supporters would have said that my vote was still wasted because I didn't vote for Trump. And then Hillary, you know, I'm losing my train of thought a little bit here. I apologize. But, I mean, you see what I'm saying, right?
You get blamed either way.
Demonized by both sides, yeah.
And, well, I think it's generally considered that most people who voted for Gary Johnson took votes away from Hillary Clinton. That's generally considered. But, look, the other argument could be made. Thank you, Chris, for the call. The other argument could be made. Put a better candidate up there. If you can't sustain a third party challenge also, then don't let Hillary Clinton be your candidate. Don't choose someone who is already so deeply unpopular, and you know that starting out. She was fighting from behind from the beginning with a lot of people. There were millions of people that she was never going to be able to win over from moment one. So, you know, like I said, we're going to be talking about this election for the rest of our lives. There are a lot of people who can look back on it now and go, oh, now I see what happened.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:53. We were working really hard yesterday to bring you some new moments with.
was that our goal?
That was our goal yesterday, and we accomplished it.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Yeah, he's paying above his pay grade. Playing above his pay grade. Thank you.
What do you thank me for?
I'll tell you. That's what I ended up coming up with.
Thank you.
What are you thanking me for?
That was a moment with Kevin.
So there we found out that's contagious.
I don't even know if play.
What?
No, I'm sorry. I don't even know if playing above your pay grade is a thing.
Yeah.
Once you got it right, I don't even know if that's a thing.
I think it's punching above your weight
pitching
is the expression.
Pitching above your weight, and that is above my pay grade, is a saying. But playing above your pay grade, I don't even believe that is a thing.
I'm going to accept that as a thing.
It isn't.
I'm going to accept
but
that
I'm
as a thing.
But I'm pretty sure it isn't.
Tomato, tomato.
You got it right, and then it was wrong.
Agree to disagree.
Nope.
And then Bean.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Something like Carpacoria. Carpal karaoke. Thank you. That's how they would know.
Is this a thing now? We're thanking people once we screw up?
Thank you for sitting through that.
That was a moment with Bean.
We are not good.
Correct.
We are not good. Hey, it's time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday. Here's Ralph.
It doesn't matter if you're not good or not anymore in America. That's why you guys are way ahead of the curve.
Right?
Yeah, you were playing above your pay grade.
You played above your pay grade a long time ago. You succeeded when you had no business succeeding long before it was fashionable today.
Yeah, see all these hipsters now. They're looking at us and they're going, I want to be successful.
Completely
even though
unqualified
I'm not talented.
For a job. We had that 25 years ago. We crushed that.
We're the proto-Trump.
You guys were the OG. I know nobody needs more bad news this morning, but I got my heart goes out to our pal Maren Dungey. Course, and her co-star Haley Atwell.
Uh-oh.
ABC has announced they are canceling the drama Conviction.
But we love them. We love both of them, and we want them on our television.
We do, and I enjoyed that television program.
I did too. I was watching it.
I was too.
Bean?
I have seen
you're
it.
You're the problem.
I have seen it.
I love it so much, I wouldn't watch the show.
That's too bad.
Look, yeah. They're both incredibly talented ladies and great actresses, and they're gonna be fine. They're gonna find something else.
Boy, Bean is just the Mr.
Positive.
We're gonna be fine.
I'm Mr.
No
Optimism.
What the news.
Look, so we know about Bean is an optimist.
Hayley Atwell is a star. They're gonna find a vehicle
I know
for
she
her.
Is.
Yeah, she's gonna
I'm
be
just
great.
Saying,
and,
this is bad
and
news.
And Marin is forever.
Can it just be this, sometimes it's just bad news?
Yes, you're allowed to we can be sad about this too.
Yeah. Here's some good news though. I think this is a funny idea, and I think, of course, the people involved will pull it off spectacularly. Modern Family has announced they're getting a new cast addition in their 8th season. They are having a new character called Coach Gary, who teaches little kids the finer points of playing football. Coach Gary has been announced that it will be played by Peyton Manning. Peyton
wow.
Manning joining
is that
the cast.
Right?
Yes. Other than a few commercials, this is Peyton's first official acting role. And I guess he's got time now that he's retired.
Is he going to try and push Papa John's on Modern Family?
Maybe.
It's not going to happen.
Open the door and Papa John's standing there with a hot pizza. Listen, I think he's a very funny, talented guy.
Me too.
He crushed it on Saturday Night Live when he was on. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a lot of upside. So I think this could be, if he's used properly, this could be very entertaining. So
his commercials are some of the funniest ones of any athlete.
He's a natural.
Yeah.
When he's sitting in that diner when they're all singing the Nationwide theme to him, and he's a natural actor. He really pulls it off.
And Modern Family really knows what they're doing still.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great.
Wow.
Right?
Ask any actor, and they will tell you the most brutal part of the gig is absolutely the audition process. The audition process is difficult for the most talented of actors. Case in point, Eddie Redmayne, who said in an interview this week that he auditioned for the part of Kylo Ren in Star Wars The Force Awakens 2 years ago, and in his own words, had a catastrophically bad audition.
Don't you, when you hear his name, think he could do anything he wants?
Not Kylo Ren. He said that, I was I don't love that.
But how bad would you think he'd be able to be in anything? He may not be a good fit, but you can't imagine he would ever give a bad audition.
True.
No, and I'm sure he's being very critical
of
himself.
Not according to everyone involved.
Oh, no.
He said, with films that are that top secret, they don't give you the actual lines from the script. So they give you a scene from Pride and Prejudice, but then they tell you you're auditioning for a villain. And he said, and if you're me, you put some ridiculous voice on. So apparently he panicked, made a bad choice, and things did not go well for him.
Well, shouldn't they give him a little heads up as far as, like, what to choose? Because if it's just a random guess, that seems odd.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying, don't they give him some idea of what the character might be like so that he doesn't just have to guess out of the blue? And if he guesses wrong, it's a catastrophe?
Well, I'm sure the part, whatever they gave him from Pride and Prejudice, was someone...
Comparable.
Comparable. Okay. It was a scene, a moment from that book or movie that would convey some of the same emotions that the character would have to convey.
I'd like to see
this film.
I'd like to see this audition. I wish he would release it.
Yeah, I don't know.
He should have played above his pay grade then.
He should have, right? Because then next thing
as a wise man once said,
he'd be up at the crack of ass, and then everybody would be copacetic.
Wow.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Eric Dane is 44 years old today. Rapper French Montana is 32. Nick Lachey turns 43 years old today. Chris Jericho, the wrestler, is 46. Peppa of Salt, Peppa, is 52. Actor Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk himself, is 65. And Cisco, rapper, singer Cisco.
Let me see that song.
Story, President-elect Donald Trump said the thong song will now become the new national anthem. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Dear Kevin and Bean and Allie and all the crew, it's hard to explain how shocked, upset, and discouraged I felt last night and still feel this morning. This is from Isaac. But as soon as I tuned into your show this morning, I began to feel better. I know I can count on you guys to cheer me up, and I'm grateful that I can still listen to the show here where I live in the D.C. area. I agree with Bean, which I can't believe I'm saying, that it's not the end of the world, and we all have to move forward and be able to work together to be the best we can be. Thanks again for putting a smile on my face like you normally do, says Isaac. And that's what that.
But where's the rest? But
there's no PS about you guys suck or anything like that. That's like.
Well, he's wrong.
Well, he could be wrong. He's not the only one who says that we're all Americans now and it's time to move on. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have the music or do I have the music? Who has the music?
What music?
Oh, do we not have music?
I don't think we have the music.
All right, we have the intro.
We'll cut this out in post. Donald Trump said much the same thing in his speech last night. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another Trump date.
He's a guy you love to hate. It's time for the Trump date.
Sit down.
He is the next president of the United States of America. Donald J. Trump joins us back on the Kevin Bean Show on KROQ. Mr. Trump, good morning and congratulations, sir.
Unbelievable, okay? I told you I'm going to do so much winning, and then I went out and I won.
Were you surprised?
Absolutely. I cannot believe this. I had no idea this was going to happen.
Well, you have been saying all along that your people were out there and they were going to come out in force and you were going to shock the world and nobody had any idea what they were talking about, but you knew. You're one of the few people in the world who called this.
Orange is the new black.
Oh, no.
Orange is the new black.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable. And by the way, forget that whole rigged thing. The American political system is perfect, and voting works absolutely.
But didn't you spend the last, like, 3 months talking about how it's rigged?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Unbelievable.
I think there's tape on that. I'm pretty sure.
Tremendous, tremendous voting system we have in this country. It's unbelievable.
Yep. I mean, it looks like you're going to lose the popular vote, but still become president because of the Electoral College. That's the system we have.
Luckily, I do not care. I really don't. And there's some people I'd like to thank right away, first of all.
Oh, okay. Certainly, yes.
Because, obviously, I did not get here alone.
Right.
There's so many people I need to thank, okay? Starting with white people. Where are my white people at, okay? Unbelievable. White people.
Right.
You came out big league for me.
Well, that's actually true.
And I had no idea how scared you are. It's ridiculous. You are afraid of foreigners and blacks and women and gays. And did I mention foreigners?
You did.
Unbelievably
yes.
afraid.
Yep, they're your
be
people.
Better. We're seeing so many people came out and voted. People that never voted before. White people who never voted before right. came out and voted for me.
That is true.
Many of whom could not spell the word vote.
Well,
and yet they were there and they voted.
The more education you had, the less likely you were to vote for Donald Trump.
I love the undereducated. Where are my undereducated people at? There you are. There you are. And white women. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
So many white women voted for me.
Yeah.
It's like I once told Billy Bush, when you're a star, women will let you do anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they did.
You were right.
Unbelievable.
You were right again. Look, you were right about everything. All we can do is bow to you and say you're smarter. You're the smartest man in the room, Mr. Trump.
I'd like to thank all those people who voted for Gary Johnson. Unbelievable. He's a dummy. He's a complete dummy. Didn't know where Aleppo was.
Right.
He's an idiot. A dummy.
He was an entertaining dummy. But
and people voted for Gary Johnson.
Some people did. Yeah, that's insane.
He's a dummy.
Yeah.
Those people took the mannequin challenge.
Right.
And we all lost. Unbelievable. I'd also like to thank social media. I would not be here without social media. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Twitter, Facebook. If they didn't allow people to say awful things anonymously and really let people get in touch with their hate, there's no way I'd be here, right?
Well, you certainly harness the power of the Internet brilliantly, that's
How
for sure.
How great is hate, by the way?
Well,
huh?
No.
Unbelievable.
No. I don't feel like everyone's a fan of hate.
Tremendous power in hate.
I thought love was supposed to trump hate, though. That didn't happen, though,
nope,
right?
Nope. Hate trumps everything. And well, I'd like to say, in the words of one of my great political heroes, give in to your anger. Let the hate flow through you, okay? Your journey to the dark side is almost complete. We're almost there.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
But you know, none of us root for Darth Vader, right? You get that, right?
Oh,
Mr. Trump?
I think you're wrong.
I would beg to differ. Yeah. I would take a good look at the results. That's
all right.
What I'm saying.
Mr. Trump, so you wake up.
Unbelievable.
You wake up today, you get a call from President Obama congratulating you. You're officially president-elect in just a few weeks. You'll be sworn in Washington, D.C., take the oath of office, be our president. Then what?
I have no idea. I'm not kidding. This morning
what?
I woke up and I Googled, what does the president of the United States do? I Googled it. I have no idea. I had never thought I'd be here.
I mean, you made a lot of promises. What about building a wall?
Sure. Why not?
That sounds foreign to you? You've not thought of that?
Sounds like a lot of money, though. A lot of trouble and a lot of money.
Well, what about saying you said?
What about bringing all the jobs back? I thought you were gonna turn the clock back and make America 1955 again.
I can't see how that's possible.
But you've been saying that you were going to do it.
But the world has changed, really, and I think people need to adapt to it because there's no way we're going back to where we were.
But that's not what people voted for.
I can't help that, really.
What about getting rid of all the Muslims? What about that? You were a big proponent of that.
Sounds very difficult. I don't know. I'll have to look into it. But it sounds like a tough thing to do. And listen, with the Republican House and Senate, I can pretty much do anything I want.
Right.
So I have to get my priorities straight. First, I want to look into that thing about not being able to date your daughter. What's that all about?
Oh, wow.
That's first?
We're going to repeal and replace that with something else that lets you date your daughter. Next, the Supreme Court, okay? We have to put a new member on the Supreme Court. That's what we need to do.
Well, right. There's an opening,
but we
yes.
do, yeah.
So I'm looking at either Gary Busey, Ted Nugent, or Chachi.
Okay.
Those are just off the top of my head. That's
again, this isn't The Apprentice. This is America.
Also, first things, let's get our priorities straight.
Okay.
We need to raise the salary for the president. This is ridiculous, by the way. I just saw what I'm going to make.
You didn't know that?
I had no idea. New salary, $1 billion a year.
That's
tax free. Okay.
That's a lot of tax dollars, though. I mean, you don't really need the money.
Oh, you have no idea. I am not nearly as rich as I said I was.
What?
I spent a lot of money on this campaign.
Right.
And you have no idea how much red hats cost. It's unbelievable. The price on red hats these days is ridiculous. It's like the Fred Durst effect. It's a very high price for some reason on red hats. And everyone who voted for me, by the way, you'll get your red hats by noon. Everyone
by noon.
One. And for those of you not wearing red hats, uh-oh, right? Right? Uh-oh.
What does uh-oh mean?
Well, I don't know. I really don't. But
you have to look that up?
I got to look that up. I'm going to Google uh-oh and see what happens.
Okay. All right.
He's a guy you love to hate. That was the Trump Ace.
Sit down.
All right. Let me give this disclaimer again, you guys. Is it the mailman's fault if you get a bill in the mail?
Yes.
No,
yes,
it's not.
It is. And you take it out on him.
Does the mailman pick that to give to you?
Ooh, good question.
No, the mailman doesn't.
Oh,
look,
really?
It's not my list. What I'm saying is it's not my list. I am the messenger. And what are you supposed to not do to the messenger?
Who picks the list?
Yeah, who comes up with the bill? Who writes the bill and then gets
you
the bill?
Who decides on it?
Yeah.
The internet?
Right, but then there's a lot of stuff on the internet. Right.
Who's the one who picks the bill out of the internet and says, oh, this is the one I'm going to hit, this really expensive bill. Of all the bills I have at my disposal, I'm going to give you one for thousands of dollars.
And it's absurd because you probably didn't spend any money on it. It's all stupid. Who makes that decision for the game Bean Makes Us Guess?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Brr. Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just want to tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B-Max's guess.
Yes. This could be a very controversial topic
today. Well,
then
don't do it.
And it is?
Pick one that's not controversial, that's good.
There is no such thing, by the way. Look, I thought Civil War was breaking out over what was the best cartoon TV theme song.
Yeah, so that was stupid.
There's nothing I can do, all right?
Back to you.
But here's the list. The most beautiful women in the world. The most beautiful women in the world.
It's ridiculous.
Naming the most beautiful women in the world is a difficult task because of how subjective it is. Beauty is a mixture of physical attractiveness, sex appeal, attitude, personality, and just an aura that is attractive to other people. While these things are difficult to pin down, one thing is certain. The pretty ladies on this list have the special something that people recognize as beautiful. This list attempts to rank the most beautiful women in the world according to the collective opinion of thousands of people. Here are your criteria. Only famous living women. But they can be from any field. They can be TV, film, sports, politics, whatever. They can be models, whatever it is. Famous living women. Look.
Hold on. Models are included?
I
can choose from models when it comes to beautiful women?
Any occupation.
Good. I didn't want to leave the models out.
Famous living women. So, in a way, this doesn't have to be who you think is the most beautiful woman, but who do you think the internet thinks are the most beautiful women?
But who's the internet? Like, who are they asking specifically? What age?
It's anyone who votes.
All right. That's stupid.
This segment's called Bean Creeps Us Out.
People should not be allowed to vote. Right?
Who's with me? I think we're learning that lesson over and over again.
Who's with me? Definitely learned that. All right, Kevin, historically, and Bean Makes Us Guess, you get to go first.
Ann Coulter.
I'm sorry.
Number one.
I apologize, Ann Coulter. Just outside the top 10.
I'm sad that Janet Reno just passed.
Yeah, because she's got to be living. Kevin, are you sticking with that, or do you have another?
No, if I could go with Gisele Bündchen, I would go with her.
That's an excellent guess, and I'm sorry she'd not make the top 10 this time around.
Stupid.
You see, this is what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's stupid.
But there's
the list is dumb.
Okay, but there's only 10 guys. There are going to be a lot of really attractive women that don't make the top 10. Doesn't mean that people don't love them and think they're beautiful.
Let's just throw darts then at a list and see what comes up.
You like this feature, Ralph, right?
Ralph, it's your turn to throw a dart.
I like the feature when it's right, when it's done well.
All right, well, let's see how this one shakes out before you poo-poo it.
Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara is not in their top 10.
Okay, this is going to be fun. this is going to be good, well put together. This is going to be an excellent break.
She would certainly be in my top 10, by the way, but so would a lot of women on this
Let's
list.
Guess now if we're going to be able to come up with any of the top 10.
Yeah. I wouldn't put money on it.
I would say no.
Here's what I'll say. There's no one on this list that you will hear and go, ugh. Okay, they're
okay.
All
well,
considered
I assume helpful.
Gorgeous women.
I assume that.
All right, no one is on the board, but Alan right, McKay, Alan. You are up.
Angelina Jolie.
Okay, don't look at me, but she's not in the top 10.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
On this
was
list.
An excellent choice yeah. on your part, by the way.
Mama June.
From Honey Boo Boo?
Beyonce.
Not on this.
Come on!
This is so on. This is on Bean.
This is
totally
on
Bean.
This is kill the messenger,
him.
Right?
Absolutely, and well deserved. The messenger should die.
But if you can get one, Ralph, you might win.
I have.
How about a protest vote? Vote for Gary Johnson.
Oh, boy. Beautiful women. I don't know. Julia Roberts.
Not on this list. I'm sorry. Adam McKay.
Kate Beckinsale
is number four, ladies and gentlemen. She is number four on
hey,
the
thanks.
List.
How about that?
Thanks. I feel really great about it.
We're not even happy to win this game. That's so dumb.
All four of my things I jotted down, all four are wrong.
Yeah.
Except for Kate Beckinsale.
K-Rex Kevin.
The Queen.
Again, just serious
of
guesses,
of any particular
please.
Country or?
Of England. Oh. Katy Perry.
Katy Perry's not on the list.
Okay, I just, this is, I.
I apologize.
I can't.
It's not my list.
What's the. But you chose it, though, right? You looked at the names on the list and said, well, this would be a good thing to put in that game I do called Bean Makes Us Guess.
And I'm going to stand.
This would be excellent.
And I'm going to stand by it, and I again believe.
Well, given the evidence, you should. Look around you. Why change your mind because of the way things are?
When you hear who's on the list, I don't think you'll be as angry as you are
it
right now.
It doesn't matter if who's on the list. It's a matter of all the millions of possible answers that aren't on that list.
All right. Stop yelling and give us a guess.
If Bean chose the list, I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
Oh,
no. I'm sure she's not in the top 1,000 on this list.
All right, then that's a good list then.
I feel bad that I don't know her name, but she's the one.
Pretty lady?
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
She's on the show and.
She's on the show.
Oh, she's on the show.
Priyanka
Chopra.
Yes.
Great guess.
Quantico.
Quantico right. is
yes.
the show.
Yes.
All right.
And she has all the tattoos.
Here's your.
That's
Blind Spot.
That's not. Yeah.
Different. Not Blind Spot. Is it called Blind Spot?
I think the tattoos is.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay.
Who's
right.
that lady?
Priyanka Chopra.
You can't just...
Okay. No,
Jamie
no. Alexander.
No,
Jamie
she's
Alexander.
Changing to a different person.
Oh, no, it was Priyanka.
All right, guys. You guys give up. Some of the people not on the list but in the top 20, by the way, include Monica Bellucci, January Jones, Natalie Portman, Mila Kunis.
Natalie Portman was going to be my next
Jennifer
guess.
Jennifer Connelly, Blake Lively.
Not in the top 10.
Okay, here's who's in your top 10. Number 10.
Adriana Lima.
Number 10, Diane Kruger. Number 10 on their list, the most beautiful woman in the world.
I don't. Who's that?
Diane Kruger.
I don't know who
she's
that is.
She's a German actress.
She's a gorgeous model.
Okay,
actress.
All right. She's in Inglourious Basterds.
Stupid.
And everything.
Continue.
Number 9 on their list is Miranda Kerr. Number 8, Zooey Deschanel. Number 7, Jessica Biel.
Holy, Zooey Deschanel
Wait,
from
Zooey
New Girl?
Wait, Zooey Deschanel?
Yes, is number 8 on the list.
How
yes.
do you
okay.
look at that top
Come
10
on.
And say, yes, this is reasonable?
Number 7, Jessica Biel.
She's attractive, but is she on the
top
10? Top 10?
No. Of beautiful women.
Number 6, Jessica Alba.
Sure.
Number 5, Megan Fox.
Sure.
Number 4, Kate Beckinsale.
Uh-huh.
By the way, did Allie win the game?
I think Allie won with one.
All right. I hear your hate, but let's see what you have to say about the top three.
All
none
right.
of whom any of you came up with. Number 3, Kate Upton.
No.
Yes.
Number 2,
yeah,
Scarlett
good.
Johansson.
Interesting. I feel like that's
a reasonable person. And the number 1 most beautiful woman in the world, according to Ranker.com, is Ralph Garman, is Charlize Theron. Ladies and gentlemen, Charlize Theron is number 1. And this has been Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Speaking of voting, by the way, Ralph has been complaining lately that he thought we did away with the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, but one of our great Kevin Amin listeners went back to the tape where we had a scientific survey, and he says the ruling was to keep it, ladies and gentlemen. And the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices...
It was a rigged vote.
The Wheel of Bad Animal Voices apparently is here to stay. After a couple of years hiatus, it is back. And, Ralph, I know you're a big fan of this feature.
It's the best.
You don't. I think the problem the problem here is you don't understand what's happening.
You're right. I understand.
Is we
to me?
In the news, mm-hmm. there are often humorous stories.
Stories in the news. Okay, let me write this down. There are stories in the news.
That feature animals.
Animals are in stories.
So we put them on a wheel and we spin
there
it.
There is a wheel.
And then we call and do a follow-up interview
wheel
with somebody
in
associated with that story and hilarity
story
ensues.
Animal hilarity.
Kevin, what kind of stories do we have on the wheel this morning?
We have the home-wrecking penguin. We have Mia, the dog that tried to murder her owner with a knife.
Mia! Ralph, that's funny.
I'm with Mia.
We have the human-faced pig with a penis on his forehead.
All right,
a
now stop
penis
right there.
On his forehead.
Why don't ever take that one off the wheel, by the way.
We're not going to.
That's going to be
we'll take it off special. We'll take it off when we land on it. Not right. Until. Let's see. Dave, the UK's biggest earthworm in heaven.
Now, Ralph, why wouldn't you want to hear from Dave, the UK's
now,
biggest,
the
earthworm,
biggest
in heaven.
Earthworm in heaven?
Yes.
Is there a bigger earthworm on Earth or in hell? Do you know?
We won't know until we talk. We won't know until we talk.
Biggest earthworm in heaven.
It's the UK's biggest earthworm in heaven.
Can we guess what the top 10 big animals in heaven are?
Also on the wheel is a high-flying octopus.
A high-flying octopus.
Yes.
Now, that intrigues me.
High-fiving.
Right?
I'm guessing it's high-fiving,
it's
Kevin.
Yeah,
turns out it's high-fiving, but it's not a high-flying octopus at all.
Thank you.
The high-fiving octopus?
Does he fly at all? Does he even fly low? Is there a low-flying
we
octopus on your list?
We won't know until we talk to him,
Ralph. See, Kevin, he's got so many arms that's funny with the fiving.
I don't. The baby iguana that escaped death in a snake den. And my favorite, cows that text you when they're ready to bone.
A cow!
Come on.
It's a cow and a text.
Yes!
Come on, cow.
When it's ready to do it.
It's so
do I spin the wheel or do I play the theme?
Play the thing first.
Okay,
America
play the
is
thing.
Great again.
All right.
It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty.
It does crack me up that we turned on this bit, and then a listener had to correct us and say we voted.
That's
that is,
right.
That's insane.
And I have so many mixed feelings about what I'm hoping for here, because I want to talk to that flying octopus.
It doesn't fly. It's actually high-fiving.
Really? I heard it flew.
Yeah, that guy said that wrongly.
And the cows with the texting, that's fascinating
yes,
to
right.
me, and the earthworm in heaven. I just
right.
have mixed emotions.
Ones.
All right, let's spin the wheel and
right.
find out who we're going to call here.
That was a good spin right there. That felt good.
Good elbow grease there.
The home-wrecking penguin.
Oh, the home-wrecking penguins.
We actually have a news report on that.
I do know a little bit of something about the home-wrecking penguins.
Okay.
Because this is from a National Geographic show, and apparently this has just taken over the internet, because this is a three-way love triangle between two males and a female, and they fight it out to win the affection of the lady. And here's something from the special.
This husband has come home to find his wife with another penguin. He flips out. His strategy is simple. Batter the home wrecker until he flees. Stalemate. The love rivals call to the female to let her decide the victor. She chooses the home wrecker. The husband stands to lose the mother of his children. He follows them home. This fight isn't over yet. With the home wrecker hiding in the burrow, the only way to get to him is with a beak attack. Penguins usually use their beaks to gouge their burrows. Now, they are gouging out eyes. He makes one last plea to the female. But she's got no time for losers.
She's got no time for losers.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
She's the Donald Trump of the penguin world.
Remember that whole penguins mate for life BS?
Yeah.
Nope.
It is tough being a penguin these days. All right, we asked Dave, believe it or not, in the last 60 seconds to please get us somebody on the line to talk to about the home-wrecking penguin. Hello there, who's on the phone?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
I'm Peter.
Hi, Peter. What part of the love triangle are you?
I'm the penguin. Penguin.
Right, right.
But there's three of them.
There are three of them. Which one are you?
I'm the husband penguin.
Oh.
Peter.
So you're on the out.
Yes, and I'm happy to hear that two penguins fighting is the saddest thing you've ever heard.
It is.
I'm glad to hear that.
Look, I don't want...
That confirms for me how deeply damaged you are.
I don't want animals pecking out other animals' eyes. That's
as
horrible.
As it's the saddest thing you've ever heard, that makes everything worthwhile.
Look, it must have been pretty sad for you to come back to the...
It was awful. I was coming home to Mildred.
Mildred, yes.
And I thought we were very happy. We'd be together for life.
Right, yeah.
And then I find her with this other penguin, and I said, no, sir, I'm not going to put up with that.
Now, is this a normal thing in the penguin world?
Not to the best of my knowledge,
okay.
No, but I only know the penguins in my neighborhood.
Sure, okay.
Peter,
I'm not privy to the penguins all around the world. I can't control everything every penguin does.
Okay.
Were there any signs? Did you have any inkling what you were coming
home distant. To? She was distant. And every when I would walk into the burrow, she'd often hide her texts on her phone.
Oh, no. Something's going on.
She was going to the gym a lot and losing a lot of weight in shape, but I didn't understand that.
Wow.
And I knew I had to fight him and take him on to prove that I was the emperor penguin, if you will.
Now, it sounds like you did fight him.
I did. I pecked him. I pecked him like, and then I took my wings and went,
Right.
And in the end, it was all for naught.
And that, what you just described, is the saddest thing Bean has ever heard.
Well, two penguins fighting is the saddest thing in the world. Let's face it. There's nothing sadder than two penguins who fight. That's a fact.
Spot on.
So then you look to your wife and you're like, come on, all our years together, Mildred.
What about the children, Mildred?
Who's it going to be, him
what
or me?
What about the eggs and those little children I carried on my flippers for 6 weeks? Well, I gave them pebbles or whatever the F penguins do.
And then she went with that home wrecker, Peter.
Oh, I'm so distraught, but I just need to start over.
I'm
leaving. I'm out of here. I'm going to take off. I have booked a flight on an octopus. I'm going to get the hell out of here on a high-flying octopus.
Octopuses actually don't fly.
Oh, this is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:52.
Always remember and never forget. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. We're talking about Saturday and Sunday, December 10th and 11th at the Forum. If the Forum is still standing, if these musical artists still live in America, you can see your Green Day and your Beck and your Weezer and your Bastille, Blink-182, Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, AFI, and so much more. Make sure you are a street team member so you're prepared to buy those tickets Friday at noon. Details at krock.com. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
What's up?
This is going to be my last celebrity/election voting story for 4 years. So let's make it a good one. Apparently, Taylor Swift gave out a secret message in a photograph of her voting yesterday.
A secret message?
Yes. This is what people spend their time doing on the internet, is finding secret messages from Taylor Swift regarding her votes in photographs on Instagram.
Is this the dumb one that Bean posted?
It is
her
that
walking
same
away?
Dumb okay. one. Okay. Her standing in line.
And at one point on the internet, one of the top searches in America was, who did Taylor Swift vote for? So apparently there was a great deal of interest in that.
Those people
reason.
Are all stupid.
That is, by definition, the problem. So they have come up with a theory that she wore an off-the-shoulder sweater.
Okay.
That was the exact same style of off-the-shoulder sweater that Lena Dunham wore in a photograph posted on Instagram 3 days ago, which was captioned with an endorsement of Hillary Clinton. So by the transitive property of sweaters, Taylor Swift was sending a message, a secret message, that she too was planning on voting for Hillary, even though she never came forward and officially said so, because the sweaters match. And this is a theory that's on the internet! By people who spent time coming up with it.
Whose vote counts as much as yours does.
Those people should be kicked out of this country. Let's be honest.
Let's build a wall, right?
Around
make
those
Taylor
people.
Swift and pay for it. Can we come up with Swift Island?
I'll move there.
You're first one I'm putting on the list.
We're happy to have that happen.
I'll go live there.
Do we have Bean's Taylor Swift, his reaction to Taylor Swift? Do we not have that? Never mind. I just thought maybe that since we had it yesterday, we might have it today.
Oh.
But it was a long time ago. I understand. A lot has happened
right,
since then and now.
I'm ready now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going limp.
Oh, I'm just going to lie here moaning, thinking about Taylor Swift. Oh, Tay-Tay.
There's been yesterday.
Concerned that the K-Rock microphones seem to be in my house.
Everywhere.
Let's all feel sorry for Bella Hadid, supermodel, Victoria's Secret fashion show star. You know, she was working out to get in tip-top shape for the Victoria's Secret holiday fashion show.
Right.
And her people are saying, sadly, she lost too much weight.
Oh.
She got
Don't you hate it, Allie, when that happens?
God damn it. It is my cross to bear.
It's so frustrating.
It's
frustrating for her, Allie, that she got in too good shape.
It drops off on me.
That's her problem, is her weight just drops off so easily that it was too much.
Yeah.
And now she's a little concerned. She told People Magazine that she really wants her boobs and her ass back because she just worked them right off with all... The fact the weight just drops off so easily, it's frustrating. I think we all can relate to that.
Is there a telethon or any way we can contribute or help or anything we can do?
So.
Yes, we're having a
feed her.
We're having a donut raiser out in the parking lot. If you can come by and throw your spare donuts in the barrel,
all right,
we'll ship those off.
What if they don't make the barrel?
In the barrel?
It's a big barrel. Okay, it'd be hard to miss.
All right, good.
Really, and then we're gonna take that barrel, and then we're gonna just get a beer bong.
Okay.
And we're just going to force donuts down her throat.
Okay. All right.
We're gonna feed her like a veal in a box until she gets hefty.
I didn't know that it was possible to be too skinny for Victoria's Secret.
Well, for Victoria's Secret,
honestly, I didn't know. Yeah, they're like curves.
Because you got to fill out the billion-dollar bras with all the jewel-encrusted cups.
They're all quite
Everything
thin.
I'm saying today sounds stupid and inane.
I know.
In comparison to what's happening in the real world. Nothing matters.
But we still want hot girls to be happy. We can all agree on that, right? Right?
USA!
Thank you.
USA! USA! USA!
That's now, that was Bella, not Giggy, right?
Gigi.
Oh, that's right.
I heard it was Giggy.
Giggy.
Well, the guy on the radio said Giggy.
It's pronounced Gigi, not Giggy.
I forgot about that.
You forgot being called her
so
Giggy.
Much.
Forgot about that nugget.
He looked at G-I-G-I and he said, well, that's Giggy, he thought to himself. Like the famous musical, you know, Giggy.
Giggy.
Sure.
Giggy. That we all
love. Look, I'm not, you know, technically good.
Right.
And good news, there's going to be a Now You See Me 3. You know the magicians who steal stuff?
Huh.
Yeah, and give it back to the people?
Now You See Me 3 is in the works. The criminal band of magicians who pull off astounding performances in order to steal huge amounts of money from a bank or something.
What did you think of...
They're all coming back.
The first one versus the second one.
I enjoyed the first one.
Same.
Never saw the second.
Same.
I saw the second one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it as good?
Didn't see the first one.
Oh.
Okay. What a mess we are.
But we had the director on, I've watched the second.
What a basket of deplorables we are.
It wasn't bad.
Today's celebrity birthdays...
You see that? You see how white people do?
Right, lady. French Montana is 32 years old today. Sounds like he should be a prospector in Canada or something. Oh, I am French Montana. I am panning for gold here in the Yukon. I like to play hockey. He's 32 years old today. Nick Lachey is 43. Eric Dane is 44. Chris Jericho, the wrestler, he's 46 years old today. Peppa of Salt, Peppa, is 52. Cisco is 38 years old today. And Lou Ferrigno is 65. It seems like just yesterday where we had Beer Mug interviewing Lou about his career and life.
At the Grammy Roundtable with none other than Mr. Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk himself. How you doing, Lou?
Good. Good afternoon.
How has life been for you up to today?
That's the best question that's ever been asked.
That is a question we all have to ask ourselves today, I think. How has life been
for you up until today?
Up until today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Are we winning yet? Because I was promised winning.
You were.
I was told there was going to be so much winning, I'd be tired of it, and I'd like to start seeing some winning, quite frankly.
I have a friend who tweeted last night that he was going to be at the BMW dealer when they opened today so that he'd get ahead of all the unemployed people who now are rich.
Oh, jeez.
Now that President Trump has won, because he wants to make sure he's able to get his make and model.
We're all going
to
win.
See, we're going to win so much. By the way, Kevin, who once again we've determined earlier today,
is the smartest person in the room.
smartest person in the room and is a leader. Right. He's the leader of the Zero Club. Speaking of the Zero Club, just as an aside.
Yeah, Stephen Colbert.
Guess who's on board with the Zero Club now is Stephen Colbert from last night's election special.
Real Americans believe that low gas light on your dashboard is not a warning but a challenge to see how far we can get on whatever amount of gas is left in the goddamn tank.
Right? Who's with me?
So Kevin is leading on the Zero Club, yep. And he's leading on a lifetime of voting for comedy. And now yes. That has become the way we do it here in America.
How does the punchline feel, Kevin?
What if President Trump is, as he promised, the greatest president in the history of the United States?
Look, I would not.
You'd be so happy.
I'd not be
you?
Mad at that. If that turns out to be the case, then I will absolutely apologize and be very grateful and thankful if and when that turns out to be the case.
Yeah.
I just want to remind you guys of a little history here. There was a president who nobody thought could do the job, and his name was President Kirkman. And he was the only guy after that explosion that blew up the Capitol. And you remember, nobody said he was qualified, and nobody said he could be president. And he stepped up to be...
Is that designated survivor?
Oh, I thought that was...
No, that's actually a TV show.
Oh!
A great show.
I thought he was...
I'm
sorry. I recuse myself.
That is a good history lesson, though.
I take it back.
From a current TV show.
I wasn't even sure if that was the one.
None of us were, Hallie. We're all just grasping at straws here.
All right. What if he's the greatest president of all time? I mean, look, the likelihood back on the day a year and a half ago when he announced he was running for president was the odds were so astronomically against that happening that nobody would have believed it. Nobody would have bet on it. So anything's possible at this point. Who knows what's going to happen? Nobody knows anything. That's what we learned about this election.
Got a pretty good idea.
Nobody knows anything, though. Nobody predicted this.
Do you think that he's going to have to change what he does now that he is actually the president versus anyone can say anything that they're going to, oh, yeah, I'll end, all kinds. I'll bring jobs back and there'll be no crime and all that kind of stuff. It's all BS. None of them accomplish any of that stuff.
Right.
Is he forced to be a better person by the office?
Under normal circumstances with a regular person, I would think yes, but I don't know what this
It has
situation.
Worked for him, what he does, right? So I why mean, change?
It got him here, but can...
But now he's got half of the country. He's not trying to get votes now. Now he's trying to supposedly, hopefully, lead a country.
And I would...
That is half filled, if you look at the popular vote, maybe more than half filled with people who don't think he is fit to navigate through very sensitive, difficult world issues right now, both home and abroad.
So here's my question. So does he now start thinking, hey, I was mouthing off a lot, but I am now going to actually be the president, and I'm an egomaniac, and I want to be the best president ever.
You hope
so. Is it possible?
You hope that maybe he didn't really even believe half of the stuff he was saying on the campaign trail just because he was trying to get votes, and that his true feelings, whatever they may be, are a little bit more in line with serving all of the people, not just some of the people.
I hope the office is humbling to anybody who walks into it.
You're asking for a lot to humble him,
though,
aren't you?
I know. But
my
fear
is that Donald Trump only really cares about Donald Trump in the bottom line. The final analysis is...
Yeah, that's my fear as well.
He only cares about him, literally. When it gets down to push and shove, he will always do whatever is best for him and to hell with anybody else, whether it's someone who tweets against him or someone who expects him to pay fair money for a job that they do for them, whatever corners he needs to cut, whatever situation he needs to put himself in, so that F you and your needs and whatever you're supposed to get, as long as I come out ahead, then the ends always justify the means to me. That, to me, is a recipe for disaster.
I hear that, but I also hear him saying the first thing he's going to do in office day one is put Hillary Clinton in jail. Right? That's what he said.
So okay. He's going to get a special investigator right. And put her in jail.
Okay, so, but the day he becomes president, that's no longer funny, and it's no longer going to happen. Right?
We don't know. I think that's what's bothering people so much, is that this is the most uneasy and fearful a lot of people have felt in modern political history, because no one really has any true idea what's going to happen.
It's uncharted waters.
And he's got a Republican Senate and a Republican House. And so that puts him in a position to
much actually accomplish stuff.
Call the shots and get it pushed through. Obviously, there will be some dissent and there will be some opposition, but he is in a position to push through a lot of things, whatever he decides he wants to do, he's in a good, he's in a the better, a better position than most recent presidents to get his stuff passed and made into law, whatever those laws may be. And so there's a lot of people, I think, legitimately, who are nervous. And a lot of the people are maybe the LGBT community and women's rights people who are concerned.
I would understand why all of those people are nervous. I feel like they probably should be nervous.
I mean, there's people who got married under the Marriage Equality Act who now are concerned that, like, will my marriage become meaningless at some point? Or will my other gay friends have, lose the right to be able to get married? What's going to happen with Roe v. Wade? What's going to happen with the Supreme Court appointees? There are some real question marks, and we simply don't know how he's going to act as a president. We don't know.
We'll take your calls as well, 1-800-520-1067, if you have a feeling on this one way or the other.
There are a lot of emotions out there. People have a lot of things that they're feeling very strongly that they have to say.
I remember the strangest moment last night when the thought came to my mind, hey, I wonder if it's possible for Hillary to still win.
Oh, and I thought, as her path to the right number of Electoral College votes got slimmer and slimmer and slimmer. At some point, you realize she's going to have to run the table if she has a shot. Right.
That was a weird moment.
That's when I went to bed. At the moment, I recognized.
And took all those pills?
There's no way. Okay, looks like Pennsylvania's out of hand. Looks like Michigan's out of hand. Looks like Wisconsin's out of hand. There's not going to be a miracle finish here. This isn't sports. No one's going to be able to throw a touchdown that's worth 40 electoral votes in the last 2 minutes.
I did the exact same thing as I went to bed and just assumed that it was going to be Trump. And I woke up this morning first thing at 4:15 and went on my computer just to check. Did it happen? Did it actually happen? And it did.
It was so weird. I woke up this morning and I had one of those blissful moments that you have sometimes in life when you wake up and you've forgotten what an S storm you're in. You ever go through a bad patch in your life where you've got problems or whatever, health problems or financial problems or whatever, and it's weighing on you and it's weighing on you and it's weighing on you. And there's a brief moment when you first wake up in the morning that you forgot that you had those problems. And I woke up this morning and, oh, what time is it? Oh, I got to get it. Oh! It struck me about 30 seconds into the morning what happened last night.
All right. We're going to take your calls next. 1-800-520-1067. All are welcome. We're all Americans, right, guys? We're all on the same page. We're all on the same team.
Some of us. Dave, the King of Mexico, is no longer in America.
That's Dave Johnson. Dave Johnson. From Canada.
King of Canada.
King of Canada.
I did not realize that. Okay.
So where are you at? 1-800-520-1067. Your call's right after this on Kate. Comedian Bert Kreischer joins us in moments here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, we're including your phone calls in our discussion about the historic election last night that almost nobody got right, that was calling, that was getting paid big money to call these things. Yeah. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. I was saying earlier when we first came on, so forgive me for repeating myself, that I think in the big picture, and I know it's hard to see the big picture and there's a lot of emotions, people, I think in the big picture, America survives, you guys. I think there are a lot of people who were very unhappy when President Obama got elected. There are a lot of people who were very unhappy when George W. Bush got elected. But we're all still here.
But I don't think people are afraid that America is going to end. I think they just are super bummed of the next 4 years.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to be bummed. Everybody's allowed to be bummed. If your candidate doesn't win, you're allowed to be bummed. But don't you think in the big picture, America is a great country and we have the founders were smart enough.
This candidate is very different than any other candidate that's ever won the office.
That's true.
And so I think people have a genuine, legitimate concern for the future because there's no precedent here. No one knows what's going to happen.
We have had – look, let's say Donald Trump ends up being a bad president, as a lot of people fear he will be. We've had terrible presidents in the past. We've had corrupt presidents. We've had do-nothing presidents. Yet we always survive because the cycle comes around again a few years later.
But look,
and we get another shot.
It's very convenient to look ahead a decade and say, oh, that'll be fine. But you still have to go through that time. If you're alive now, you still have to go through that. It's like telling someone on a battlefield during a war, you know, someday this war will be over, and whatever we're fighting about, we're going to work it out, so don't worry about it. But when bullets are whizzing past your effing head, that is of little comfort. The big picture is of little comfort.
All right, let's start with Mike. He's in Irvine. He's up first on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mike, thank you so much for calling. What's going on, dude?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
So I was calling because yesterday I was in the polling booth, and aside from, you know, everything that we were deciding on that each candidate believed in, what I came down to when I was sitting in the booth, I actually sat there for maybe 5 minutes instead of voting right away like who I had intended on voting on, and I thought about it. And basically what I came down to, you know, it might offend a lot of people by me saying this, but I just didn't feel right by thinking about the thought of having a woman president, first, and second.
First, you're an idiot.
What is it about a woman that says that you thought she couldn't run a country? When, by the way, you should look up the list of civilized countries throughout history that have had female leaders for decades.
There are 16 right now that have female leaders in the world.
Yeah, that's what it really came down to for you, Mike, is that you thought a girl couldn't run the country?
Well, and then second, what I thought about.
I don't think second matters.
Yeah, I think the first problem is calling Hillary Clinton a girl.
A girl. She's 70 years old. She's a former Secretary of State and United States Senator. She's the most qualified person, perhaps, that's ever run for president. Look, I don't mind if somebody didn't vote for her because they don't like her. They don't like her policies. They don't agree with her or whatever. But because she's a woman makes zero sense, Mike.
I think we've heard enough.
Okay.
There's a ton of reasons why to not vote for Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
I get that. But that's not on the list.
That's not on the
even
list.
I hate
to break it to you guys. Mike is far from alone in that.
Yeah, that's my
fear. He is far from alone.
A lot of people didn't want to live in a country where a woman was a leader.
That scares
Absolutely.
Me.
Yeah, well, I mean, the polls probably bear that out somewhere. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Patton Oswalt tweeted last night. He said, you know, I had no idea that America could be so much more sexist than it is racist, and we're a really racist country. But that's what he's speaking to.
Let's go to Rick and Downey, please. Up next, he's on line 6 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's going to explain what happened. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey. You know what? I just want to tell you something that mostly everybody already knows.
Oh, great. Excellent. That's what this conversation was missing.
Go ahead, Rick.
You know what? I think both sides, Democratic and Republican, they felt miserably.
Agreed.
To tap in to what's really happening in our country.
Right.
And, you know, they could have stopped this guy. They could have stopped him from winning. You know, but the thing is that so many people are hurt. They're hurting. And they're so disgusted with the way things are being run that they wanted something different.
Donald Trump did tap into we don't trust and we hate our government.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
And you're right. He could have been stopped if a smarter candidate, his smarter opponent, would have realized that was resonating with large part of the American public and would have adopted the same policy, which is, I hear you.
If that's the feeling, I don't understand how this is the solution to that feeling. If you're thinking the country's a mess and the government is a mess, you don't throw a Molotov cocktail into a restaurant because you don't like the food and say, this will make the food better. I don't understand how that's the solution to the problem.
Because for some people, hiring the 100th person in a row that's going to do it the same way the last 99 have, they've already seen how that plays out and they know it doesn't work. They don't know whether this other crazy alternative is going to work or not. I think. That's my guess. I don't know. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. All right, we got time for maybe one more. Who do you like here, Kevin?
Oh, boy. Let's go to Adriana, who is calling us from Duarte. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Adriana sounds hot.
Oh, man.
Priorities, Bean.
Okay, sorry.
Stay on target.
All right, Adriana, welcome to Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hi, I just want to express my thoughts.
Yes.
I woke up in complete shock. This election was very personal for me because I am the daughter of a strong female woman who came to this country illegally, and she worked her butt off to get her citizenship. She taught us what is right, what is wrong, to love everyone regardless of, you know, race, religion, and whatnot. And now the values that I want to instill in my child, who is 13, I have a 13-year-old son, who shared this experience with me.
Mm-hmm.
He went to vote with me yesterday, and he's been following, you know, the election with us in school. So he's learning about this in junior high. Just to see this disappointment last night, I did not know what to say to my son. He kept saying, you know, Mom, is Donald Trump going to be our president? Because he's watching the whore with us last night.
Well, let's not call anyone a whore. I don't think that's necessary.
Horror. But, I think she said horror.
Well, let me ask you this, Adrian. And guys, please feel free to yell at me like you do if I'm wrong. But, I mean, maybe it's a good lesson for a 13-year-old and for anyone to know just because you and your friends and your family feel one way doesn't mean that's the way everybody feels. That there are a lot of people in this country whose experience is different from yours and their opinions are valid too. And maybe it's kind of eye-opening now to see how people are looking at this country differently from maybe the way I am or you are. Right, anything to that?
I do, and I respect everybody else's opinion, but like I said, for me, this is personal. I mean, as parents, you know, there's teachers, grandparents, we you know, we teach our children the importance of, you know, compassion. Like, how do we explain to somebody, you know, to our children that, you know, bigotry and bullying and being sexist is okay? I have a son that I have to raise to be a good man.
That's a very legitimate.
But I think the more legitimate problem is that your son says, now I live in a country where a man who basically implied that my grandmother was either a rapist, a murderer, or a drug dealer when she came into this country, it now speaks for the nation that I live in. That's got to be a hard thing to come to grips with.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I think there are a lot of tough conversations going on with kids today and with other family members. I mean, Allie, you have friends that couldn't sit, be in the same room last night.
Yeah, it was not a great little party. Some Democrats in one room, Republicans in the other. And
that's a bad invite list, by the way.
It's not
that's,
great.
That's
it's
on
not,
the host.
Not well thought out.
That is on the host.
But, you know, I was talking to friends with kids last night who were saying, I tucked my daughter into bed and I said, everything's going to be fine, because my friend said, and made me tear up, she said, your father is a kind, loving, honest, compassionate man, and that's who's raising you. And I think we all just need to keep in mind, he doesn't speak for everyone. He might speak for a lot of people, but go about what you're doing and make sure you're not changing the core of who you are. Don't let voices get louder.
I'm not worried about your 13-year-old son, because you're spending time with your 13-year-old son.
That's and you're raising him right.
And you're instilling in him that he looks at other people with respect. I think she hung up on me. I was just giving her a compliment. I'm pretty sure she hung up on me.
She's there.
No, I'm here.
All right, we hear you, Adriana.
We're out of time, though, Adriana, but I'm glad you called, and I know you speak for a lot of people, and we appreciate you listening to Kevin Bean Show. Thanks, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you too.
I know we don't get a do-over. I know Election Day has passed, but if I could go back in time and write in Bert Kreischer as my president, I think that's where we could all agree. We'd all be happy, right? This would be the most. This nation would party like never before if Uncle Bert were running things. Bert Kreischer, stand-up comedian, wild man. Welcome back to the Kevin Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
As long as they don't drug test for president, I could totally pass.
That's a great point.
I like it.
All right.
Last night, we were at the Comedy Store. Me, Bill Burr, Joe Rogan, Doug Stanhope, Marilyn Manson, and we were doing a show, and they legalized Prop 64.
Right.
And I called it out live. I go, ladies and gentlemen, we're breaking news. Prop 64 has passed. Rogan lights up a joint. He throws two joints into the crowd. Everyone's smoking weed. Bill Burr takes a hit and then looks around and goes, guys, they just passed the prop. It's not legal yet.
I have seen so much on social media, so many funny pictures from that night. What an epic night. And at one point, is that Bill Burr's back you're riding on?
I have no idea. I was so hammered. Literally, I'm not even joking around. Like, we got up on stage and drinks were flowing aggressively.
Yes.
Bill, I'm not even joking, man. I know that I'm here to promote my special on Showtime on Friday. However, Bill Burr is the funniest human being to ever do stand-up, ever.
All credit to you. I agree.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. I mean, he's got to be on the list of one of the, not just now, but one of the all-time greats.
I'm not even joking. Rogan and Stanhope are top five of the country working in stand-up, no questions asked. And Rogan would say something, and he'd go, Bill, your take? And Bill would run on like a five-minute rant that would be hilarious.
Did they ever get to the machine? Did they ever ask? Did they ever say, hey, machine, what you got?
I just was there for comic relief. Like, after these long rants, I'd literally rip my shirt off and start smacking the stage with my shirt. I was so high last night. In the middle of the show, I leaned over to someone in the front row and started eating their chicken tenders.
What's happening right now?
Bert is happening. Hey, speaking of ripping your shirt off, Bert, and this is one of the things that I love about you, is you're not afraid to let it all hang out there, almost literally. How many of these videos have you made of you in a Speedo so far?
I think I'm on six.
And you do that because you know how uncomfortable that makes the viewer, right? And that delights you.
Showtime greenlit like 5 promos to be put on social media for my special. And then yesterday I just got a hair loose and I thought, you know what? I'll do one an American flag thong and come out of the porta potty in my front yard and say, America, this is an important week for us. Most important, if we take away anything, my Showtime special airs. And I posted it and it got more traction than any of the ones that they paid to edit. And they're like, what? They're like, this is not how we want to represent our network.
Why do you have a porta potty in your front yard, Bert?
We are under renovation.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Was it there before the renovation? And will it be there after?
Because I feel like sometimes you need to get that outside.
So let me tell you something. You put a porta potty in your front yard in Los Angeles, and that is an invitation for anyone homeless to take an undisturbed in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's a great point.
That's a good point.
Oh, dude,
you got to put a lock on it. You got to lock that up.
Well, I didn't know that. For the first week, they're emptying this thing out every other day.
And they're like, Bert, how's this? How are you doing this? How is this
even possible?
Like, this is a miracle.
I came home one night from the store, and I'm a little buzzed, and it's like 2 in the morning. And I show up, and there's 2 dudes standing in my front yard. And I go, hey, what's going on? They're like, hey, there's a line.
They're in line.
No.
I'm like, this is my house. Everybody out.
Bert Kreischer is on the line here on the Kevin DeBean Show. He made reference to his comedy special. It is called The Machine. It airs this Friday night at 10 o'clock on Showtime. It looks fantastic. I know we don't have time to go into it, but it is true that you fought a bear? That's true?
Let me tell you something.
The stories that Bert has.
I fought a bear. I got involved with the Russian mafia when I was 22 and robbed a train. These are all stories.
What?
I jumped out of
Here's
a plane
the thing.
With Rachel Ray.
Here's the thing. And I heard
wait,
the story
wait,
about...
Wait, what about Rachel Ray?
I jumped out of a plane with Rachel Ray.
Oh, I heard pushed. Okay. Sorry.
Here's the thing is that people hear Russian mafia, but they don't hear robbed a train. Like, to me, robbed a train is enough of a story.
Yeah.
That's insane that somebody would rob a train.
Hey, I was a kid. Things get away from me.
Sure, of course. You know how it happens, guys. We're just accidentally end up robbing a train.
All right. Well, listen, we are very very tight schedule here today, Bert, but we do love you, and I'm so happy that we at least got a chance to say hello and congratulate you for this new special. We
and get the good tip on the
porta-potty.
Porta-potty with the lock.
It is called The Machine. It airs this Friday at 10 on Showtime. It's going to be fun. And before you go, one final question. That thing last night, the show last night you did with Rogan and Burr and everybody, is that going to be a podcast somewhere so we can hear that?
I think I'm going over to Rogan to podcast with him at 1 o'clock this afternoon on his podcast.
Great.
And it's on YouTube, and I think he's uploading it today to iTunes.
That's awesome.
And trust me when I say it is the funniest I've ever seen in my life.
I can't wait. Bert's podcast is on iTunes. It's called The Bertcast. The website is BertBertBert.com. Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:54.
Quick reminder, K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016 is happening. It'll be here before you know it, December 10th and 11th at the Forum. And tickets go on sale when, Kevin?
Friday at noon.
That's right. You got to be a K-Rock Street Team member. Go to KROQ.com. Sign up. It takes like 30 seconds. It's free. And then you get the password so that you can buy the tickets when they go on sale. Get all the details at KROQ.com. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey, boys and girls.
What's going on with you?
We're getting a lot of hate mail. A lot of hate email.
Yeah. Hate mail.
Yeah. And
that happens anytime you talk politics, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying, shut up and stick to the funny and, you know, you don't, tired of hearing you complain or any number of things. And the last thing on a serious note before I get back to silly animal voices and show business news is I'm still an American. And I am not ever going to stop speaking my mind, not for anyone, and certainly not for the likes of the people who are sending me the emails that they're sending. So if that's your take, you can save yourself the time and energy of sending me the email, because my opinion is different than yours. And I'm going to be honest about how I feel and what I think. And I expect you to do the same, and I would never expect you not to.
But the people who are writing to tell us to shut up are accusing us of being intolerant, though.
Right.
Yet they're telling us to not say anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, the hypocrisy is obvious, but obviously lost on some people. And regardless, agree, disagree, you know, that's fine. But I'm not going to stop speaking my mind until that no longer becomes an option. And who knows? I don't know where we're going. You know. If the guns come out, then I'll shut up. But until then, I'm not an idiot. I'm an American. I'm not stupid.
Do we have to find our own rides to the death camps, or do they come and get us, Ralph?
I'm not sure anymore. I think there's an Uber program that you get a discount or something.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about important things, right?
Right.
Like television.
Oh, finally.
Television. And superheroes.
Seth Rogen, our buddy Seth Rogen, and his partner Evan Goldberg. His company is putting together two new TV series, one for Fox, one for ABC. The Fox pilot intrigues me. I want to know more. It's about a female MIT grad who gets a job working for a Silicon Valley billionaire genius, only to find out that after work, he's a superhero.
Wow.
And she becomes her semi... She becomes his semi-unwilling sidekick. She kind of gets pressed into duty to be his sidekick.
Wow.
I think there's some humorous potential there.
Sure. I'm just happy, finally, we're going to have a superhero show on TV.
Right? Mm-hmm. And what about the movies? Why can't we have some superhero movies 2 hours at it?
Another good point.
How about some comic book movies?
Hollywood, hello. Sakes?
Yeah, so, anyway, I'm intrigued by that and interested. I will watch if it's good. Hey, sad news when it comes to television. ABC has announced it's canceling its drama Conviction. Variety reports that all 13 original episodes that have been filmed will eventually be aired. But that's it. No more production for that show.
How are you going to treat Maren Dungey like that?
Last one was so good. The last one was so good. Maren Dungey said, if you touch my hair, I'll kill you. She's so good at that.
You believe her when she says that.
Very, very legit.
Haley Atwell, of course, the other star of that show. And I like the show a lot, but apparently America said no.
America's had a step with Ralph Garman this week.
Ain't that the truth, son? Here's the good TV news. Modern Family has just announced they're adding a new addition to the cast in season 8.
New addition is going to be on that show?
Go, that's great.
Adding a new addition.
Oh. Yeah.
New addition. Not even addition. Not new addition. New addition.
Yeah, we heard Cool It Now.
We heard you,
Allie, all right?
Yeah. Haven't we suffered enough? Really?
I don't think so. Not yet. Just getting started.
The character is Coach Gary. He teaches Baby Joe the finer points of playing football. He is a coach for little kids to teach them football. The news, however, is the casting. Football legend Peyton Manning will be joining the show.
How about that?
It's Peyton's first official acting role, other than the very successful commercials he's been in, and, of course, his stint as host on Saturday Night Live, which he was great, by the way.
Yeah, he'll be great in this.
So I think there's a whole new career waiting for Peyton Manning as a comic actor.
Plus, the Modern Family writers are great.
Yeah,
they will put him in a position to win.
Yep.
You know that I'm not a huge Peyton Manning fan.
Really?
Right?
Really? I've never really expressed that sentiment, Allie.
Until the Rob Lowe roast. It's like, my God. That bastard just made me like him.
He turned you.
And I blame Sarah Tiana because she wrote a lot of his jokes. But his delivery, you're right.
He can bring it.
Damn him.
Better be some Omahas in that goddamn script, right? By the way. I want to see Little Joe screaming Omaha. Or else I'm going to burn this mother down.
25 times in a row.
Today's celebrity birthdays. French Montana is 32 years old today. Rapper Cisco turns 38. Nick Lachey is 43.
Kevin, do you know what boy band Nick Lachey was part of?
Backstreet Boys?
I'm sorry.
98 Degrees?
Yes!
98 Degrees.
Wow. Kevin.
By the way, that was a perfect chance to Mad Lib the News, and you dropped the ball, son. You could have said box of crayons or something, anything.
I thought it was an actual question, so I was actually
going to answer. Of course it was, but okay, we don't expect an actual answer.
How did Kevin come up with 98 Degrees?
No.
That is so insignificant.
The disappointment will never end this morning.
I don't even know you anymore.
Eric Dane is 44. Wrestler.
I like that my second answer is still impressive.
It could have been your eighth.
Yeah,
and we'd
really
be like, yes, Kevin.
You feel 1 out of 10. We're all wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. Chris Jericho, the wrestler, is 46 years old today. Peppa of Salt and Peppa is 52. And the legendary Hulk himself, Lou Ferrigno, who at 65 years old is in better shape than any of us have ever or will ever be.
Yeah.
He's ridiculous and a very nice man, too. He is 65 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Besides the people that get shot at the polling place in, where was it, Agoura Hills?
Azusa
yesterday. Besides that, did you guys see the woman who showed up? You know you're not allowed to bring a campaign poster or wear a T-shirt or anything like that. You're not allowed to do that.
Within
at the polling
topless.
Place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just go topless.
When you go to vote. Thank you, Allie. That's okay. What happened. So the lady shows up and she's wearing a Trump T-shirt. I wish I could find
it. Oh, no!
And they say, ma'am, I'm sorry, you can't come in here and vote. It doesn't have anything to do with who you're voting for. It has to do with you're not allowed to wear political clothing. And so she says, all right. And she rips her shirt off and she goes, she gets back in line in her bra to vote. And then they say, I'm sorry, ma'am, you're not allowed to vote in your underwear.
What?
Is this the kind of country we want to live in where a woman can't walk around in her bra?
No.
It's not the kind of country I want to live in.
Are you going to move?
I might just. So somebody went and got her another generic T-shirt that she could put on and wear. But it was just one of the very crazy stories that came out of yesterday.
Not that that is not a fascinating story, but yes. You will be very happy to know that our friend Mole...
Oh,
is on the phone.
We haven't heard from Mole in forever. Mole, how you doing?
Hey, Kevin B. Hey, Ali. Hey, Ralph the Cop. You know who it is?
Yeah, it's Mole.
It's Mole.
Right. As we said that when we went to you on the phone. How you been?
Good, man. Hey, listen, I just want to give everyone a friendly early morning reminder to get out there today and vote. Remember, if you don't vote, you can't complain about your friends Michael and Janelle using your van, totally pinching the gouge out of the glove box. So vote. Get out there and vote.
We got duty. We got to vote.
Okay. I think the van thing is pretty specific to just you, but the election was actually yesterday. That's already happened. The votes have already been counted, Mole.
Wait.
The election was yesterday.
It was yesterday, November 8th.
Why didn't they make some announcement about it? Can we still text our votes to American Idol for the president or something?
Does it work that way? Yeah, go ahead. It doesn't work that way. They for like a year, that's all we heard about is that election day was coming, and yesterday was the day.
I broke my car antenna. Who won?
Donald Trump. President Trump is going to be...
What?
The dude won? That guy?
Yeah, he was the guy.
Republican nominee, right? He was one of
really
the two
like
choices.
I don't like his policies, but I'll tell you something. He's kind of like a rich divorced dad who's going to buy his stuff to make us love him. I'm on the gold moped. What do you guys get? Get a gold moped, too. We'll race our gold moped.
I'd love that.
That's a nice spin on
you
that,
you guys could be a gang.
So is he and his wife, Zsa, they're not going back to Green Acres now?
Okay, it's his wife's name is Melania, and they're going to be living at the White House like all presidents do, Mole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's scary, man. He reminds me of all my old bosses who go, Mole, you're fired. You're huffing all the whipped cream cans in the walk-in cooler.
I mean, in their defense, though, you were huffing out of the whipped cream cans.
Let me ask you a question, okay? Mm-hmm. The proposition.
Yes.
Okay. Is it legal to use recreational Quaaludes now?
Still no on the Quaaludes.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, you need a prescription for Quaaludes, but you're allowed to smoke pot recreationally in California now, yes.
Pot's everywhere. Snoop Dogg's doing a show with Martha Washington, for crying out loud.
Martha Stewart.
Right, yeah.
Hey, is everyone going to move up to Canada where Bean lives now?
Okay, I don't live in Canada, right? But there are some people who have been threatening to.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question.
Yes.
Are you guys going to the agnostic Christmas show this year?
Acoustic Christmas?
You want to split an Uber and a Duber? Because it's legal.
Pretty good offer.
Hey, does this mean Tiffany Trump won't be at the Spearmint Rhino this weekend?
I think so.
Don't you love it? The DJ goes, hey, fellas, come to stage. Show some love for first daughter Tiffany. We're here, fellas. Give her some love. Hey, you think he's going to execute Rosie Perez now?
I think it's Rosie O'Donnell.
You mean Rosie O'Donnell? I don't think he has the power to execute
her. Ever since Whiteman can't jump. Quince, Quahog, you can't blame him.
Right? You're making a lot of sense today.
Form him in a question.
Usually Mole doesn't make a lot of sense, but today he's
really
bringing
it. Right on.
Yeah, you're
Wait a second. Did you guys say Donald Trump won the presidency?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Oh, I'm still asleep. Should never mix Ambien with Jägermeister and Thai food.
Good advice going forward, Mole.
Body is safe to shore.
Just the boat. That's all we got is the boat.
I don't think it was over yet, though.
Just the boat.
Okay, now it's gone. I mean, now I should start.
Guys, all over except for the boat.
I felt like now.
It's not over till the boat sings.
Guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
I know. It's all going to be fine. We're all okay.
No. Let's not turn this Showbiz Beat into the nightmare that was yesterday's Showbiz Beat at this time.
Who are you talking to?
Remember 24 hours ago?
Why don't you look, first of all, to that side of the room and then hold up a mirror.
Let's first of all look at my side.
Right.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Yeah, he's paying above his pay grade. Playing above his pay grade. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's what I ended up coming up with.
Thank you.
What are you thanking me for?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I was just assuming that praise was coming my way.
And as you pointed out earlier today, Ralph?
Playing above your pay grade is not a thing. Once you got it right, you were still wrong. Just wanted to let you know that something can be above your pay grade, like some information or a decision that needs to be made. And you can punch above your weight.
Okay.
And you can play for the wrong team, I guess. I don't know where play comes into it, but never has anyone played above their pay grade.
Agree to disagree.
No, it's not really something that's
tomato,
open.
Tomato.
It's not open for debate,
agree
really.
Agree to disagree. I'm taking that as a win.
No, there's a certain right and wrong in this particular case.
I don't believe.
And you would fall on the wrong side of that argument.
But at least Kevin is the only one who says such dumb things,
that's
right?
That's right. Yesterday was perfect.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Something like carpal karaoke. Thank you. That's how they would know.
Is this a thing now? We're thanking people once we screw up?
Thank you for sitting through that.
That was a moment with Bean.
So let's not do that this time is what I'm saying.
And Ralph's saying, you're talking to me and yourself.
Okay. All right. Here's Ralph.
You guys are reading the Choose Your Ending Adventure book, and you're the ones that have to come up with how you want to end this thing. All right, let me cheer everybody up.
All right.
For those who do need cheering up.
Okay.
Which isn't everyone.
No, it isn't. That's very true.
A lot of people very happy today.
That's right. But whether you're celebrating or you're mourning, how about tickets to go see an advanced screening of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Yay!
That's something we all can agree on.
Agreed.
Because everybody loves wizards.
Right?
And Fantastic Beasts.
A lot of people are down on the magic and the occult, though, bear in mind.
Oh, man. Great.
But this is still going to be a great movie.
Screw it. This is going to be great.
Yes. First of all, you get the yummy Eddie Redmayne. Or Reddy Edmain. That'd be a cool name, too, wouldn't it?
That's his important doppelganger.
That's right. He's always ready. He's Reddy Edmain. Catherine Watterson, Ezra Miller, who will someday play The Flash. As soon as they find a director that'll stick around for that film. Colin Farrell. Great, great cast. Of course, these are the adventures of Newt Scamander in New York, where he's there in the secret community of witches and wizards. And all those animals get out. Those beasts.
Right.
Then someone's got to get them.
And how do you know where they are?
This story takes place 70 years before Harry Potter reads the book that Newt writes in school. So that's the tie-in there to Potter universe.
Oh, so it is part of the Potter universe.
It is,
yes. Interesting.
We had a big argument about that.
Well, we didn't have an argument as much as you were just wrong, claiming it had nothing to do with Harry Potter.
No,
He was saying that as we were teasing tomorrow's show that we had these tickets to give away.
Right, it's part of the Potterverse.
That's what he said. And I said, no, it's not part of the Potterverse. It's clearly before the entire Potterverse.
Right, but it's still in the Potter.
But it's not really Potter.
It is, because this guy writes the textbook that eventually Harry will read at Hogwarts.
Right.
So this is the backstory. No! This is the backstory that sets up everything that comes after it.
Tomato, tomato.
Not even tomato, tomato. It's carrot. It's the only one way to pronounce that one word.
Carrot.
No! Carrot, carrot?
Either way.
It's just carrot.
Thank you.
It is what it is. Stop thanking people. Well, so much for that, Plan B. How's that feel?
We are 0 for 2. All right, so if we were going to give away these tickets to this screening, what would happen then? How would that work?
Then the fine K-Rock listeners would pick up their mobile devices and or home telephones or even a business phone.
Right.
If you're using a business phone, hit 9 first to get an outside line.
We think. We're not positive about all of it.
Well, tomato, tomato.
Right.
And then call 1-800-520-1067 and then be one of the first 5 callers at that particular phone number to get through to Beer Mug.
For Harry Potter tickets.
Nope. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them tickets. November 15th at the ArcLight Hollywood. You'll get to see it before the movie is in theaters everywhere on the 18th.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
And don't ever forget, Doto loves you. In my darkest moments, sometimes that's the thing that keeps me going.
Mm-hmm. What happened to Doto? We should get a hold of him. International man of mystery.
Oh.
Who's with me?
He's on a black ops right now. I'd love to speak to Doto and see what's
Same.
Up. Especially since Steven Seagal became a Russian citizen. I bet he has an interesting take on that.
Sure.
All right, let's talk about show business news. Warren Beatty is a name that some of you may know. He was a legendary movie star and filmmaker.
Biggest star in the world for some period of time,
wasn't
he? At one
point, this is absolutely true. And then he pretty much stopped working, stopped making movies.
He was a multi-Oscar winner for a movie called Reds, which was a classic. He was in Shampoo, Heaven Can Wait, a lot of great films. And then he just stopped working. He did Bullworth. That was a thing. Remember, he was the senator who started rapping and everything?
With Halle Berry, very
with
funny.
With a black lady, very funny
very
film.
Very funny movie.
We haven't seen him for a while. He's got a new movie coming out about an interesting character in his own right, Howard Hughes.
Sure.
He's in this new film. Anyway, he's doing a bunch of press. And, you know, he was a legendary ladies' man before he got married in 1992.
That's why he quit acting. It was all the banging.
It was a lot of banging.
Yeah.
But then he married her in 1992. He had more time to act because he wasn't banging so many other women. He only had the one wife. And a lot of people asked him, does he regret his choice to say goodbye to the single life? And he said, not one bit. He said, marrying Annette Bening was the best thing that has ever occurred to me.
Aww.
And they said, well, you always seemed like you were afraid of marriage. He said, I was never afraid of marriage. I was afraid of divorce. So far, he has avoided that pitfall. And so he is very happy with his life.
I will go see that movie, by the way.
I would, too. Looks great.
As somebody who won't actually go see a movie... Once said, I'll go see that movie. Bean does not leave the house.
But he's one of those.
He sees movies now. He's changed.
He is one of those filmmakers, though, who always makes interesting movies.
And it stars Alden.
Yes.
Help me out with the last name. Ike.
Future Han Solo.
Future
right.
Han Solo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whatever his name is,
Alden,
that guy, yeah.
Iker. I can't come up with his last name.
Okay.
My computer issues are.
All right, never
still
mind.
Not
he's
loading.
A terrific actor. He was in.
Let's go with Iken.
No, it's not it. Okay. He was in
like Eisenreich
Hail
or something?
Caesar. He was in Hail Caesar. And,
Heinrich Eisenreich.
All right, you're just naming Nazi war criminals now. Anyway.
It is Ehrenreich.
Ehrenreich. That's it. Alden Ehrenreich. So we'll all know his name when he's Han Solo.
Sure.
We'll all remember that.
Anyway. Show his report better or worse than yesterday?
It's right on par.
I think
okay.
It's
matching.
It's like Wisconsin. It could go either way, really, at this point. It's like Michigan. We're waiting to get the final tally in. We'll wait and see. Speaking of Star Wars and Han Solo and things like that, yeah. Eddie Redmayne, we were just talking about him. He stars, of course, in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, said all actors go through the audition process, sometimes come out the other side less successful than others. He brings up the fact that he auditioned for the part of Kylo Ren in Star Wars The Force Awakens. First of all, I'm surprised that a guy like Eddie Redmayne, who was an Oscar nominee, and if not mistaken, winner?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I think
he
did win.
Has to audition for stuff.
Yeah, that's surprising to me, too.
You would think at a certain point in your career, you either get offered or not offered roles. But I guess when it comes to a project as big as the Star Wars films, everybody's got to show up. He said that a film was so top secret, they didn't give him any actual lines from the script. They gave him a scene from Pride and Prejudice. And they said, okay, you're auditioning for the villain. And they said, go. And he said, well, if you're me, then you put on a ridiculous voice.
Oh,
and
no.
Apparently the choice he made was not successful. And he left that audition feeling very shaken, and rightly so, because he didn't get the role. But it's encouraging, I think, to actors out there knowing that even the best sometimes have a bad go-round. You know who... That's the voice he put on. And they
right?
said, we've already got that one.
That one's filled.
I think this one is... I think you're confused. You know, who's a legendarily bad auditioner was Robert De Niro.
Is that right?
Yes. They say early on in his career, if it hadn't been for certain fans of his, certain directors like Brian De Palma and Martin Scorsese and guys who knew him and knew his work and felt comfortable casting him in stuff, that he would never get a job.
Is that right?
Because when he would enter a room and try to read a script, it would never really pan out for him.
Hmm.
So,
wow.
There you go. There's your little trivia.
That's shocking.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays... Peppa of Salt and Peppa turns 52 today on November 9th. Chris Jericho is 46 years old today. Actor Eric Dane turns 44. Nick Lachey is 43. Sisko turns 38 years old today. French Montana turns 32. Actor Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk, he's 65 years old today.
At the Grammy Roundtable with none other than Mr. Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk himself. How you doing, Lou?
Good. Good afternoon.
How has life been for you up to today?
Best question ever.
I don't know how you even answer that. And it's hard being having a birthday today with all the news that's out there, all the election news, of course. People are preoccupied.
Right.
So I wanted to help cut through the noise for the most important lady in my life. My wife's birthday is today.
How about that?
November 9th, so I wanted to give her a shout out.
And thank her for putting up for my BS all these years.
Yeah, she's way too good for you.
She's way too good for me. Yeah, I'm playing above my pay grade in that relationship.
Right. I've heard that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Ralph. SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour this afternoon on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, we are going to get to why is Ralph creeping into Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm not that creeping into Chuck E. Cheese.
You go without your kid.
Allie's favorite podcast is my favorite murder podcast because she loves
so
murder
much.
So
I'm
much.
A murder. Yeah. Stay sexy, don't get murdered. That's how they end it. So good.
And those ladies are going to be on with us tomorrow?
They are. Oh. Karen and Georgia, they're the best.
And then comedian Kathy Griffin will join us tomorrow as well on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.